and use it against you.
Hit it! Okay, welcome to the Art of Phone Larking.
Oh, my God. Do you know what time it is?
Yes, sir. I'm well aware of what time it is. Hit it!
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's so damn funny?
You're a faggot. That's what's funny.
So let me ask. May I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah, anything.
Exactly. How much longer are you expecting to sit here and listen to this before I hang up? Or do most people just go ahead and hang up?
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, how many fingers can your wife take in her ass?
You know, your wife can get in on this, too, if you want. We can all have, like, a big orgy on that couch.
Actually, I'm not okay with that.
You're welcome to join us if you like.
Yeah, I'm not wearing any clothes. I got company coming over. Make the meatloaf.
Jeannie, what would you say about Zeta's future?
Get it over.
I'm a hacker. I hack computers. I have your profile up here.
No, I have uncles that, you know, would cut you guys all into pieces.
Listen to me. This is really important. Did you get a call from any of those people posting on Craigslist? You need to not listen to them if they call you. They're saying they're running an experimental lab.
We are electrocuting monkeys to test out a new lip gloss.
You what? You electrocuting monkeys?
We're electrocuting some of them. In other words, we're cracking a whip at.
Can you delete my freaking number?
If I find you, I'm going to kick your ass because Dan just fucked me up and I didn't expect it. He has me the phone and he just fucked me up. What the fuck?
Man, how big is your husband?
It's none of your fucking business.
Excuse me, man. Don't use that language.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks for calling me gay, asshole.
Alright, get out of your system. Shit, fuck, bitch, cunt. Okay. Fuck, bitch, cunt. No, shit, no, we're live.
Fuck, shit, cunt, piss.
Shit, we're live. We're FCC violations. We're live.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
motherfucker.
Good evening, right, and welcome to another episode of The Art of Phone Larking. On tonight's show, we're going to kind of do a potpourri of weird things. The only new ad that I put out was looking for people to join our coupon club. And I got like 8 responses because there's just not that many people into coupon clubs, and I only placed 3 ads. So if I would have placed a lot more ads, I would have got a lot more people. But whatever. We also are going to do some more. I got some more robot numbers. I got some more secret testing and some best friend numbers. So kind of a potpourri of things. But the coolest one that I have is a Nigerian scammer. But I gotta ask Dwight, do you have international?
Yes. No, I do
not.
Damn
it, I can't call this guy. I need somebody of international who wants to join my show for about a couple of minutes, if this number even leads anywhere.
What's the number?
It is...
What's it come up on your caller ID as?
Caller ID?
Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, my caller ID?
You've never... this person didn't call you?
No. No.
Oh.
They gave me a number because I got a Nigerian bullshit fucking email.
Oh, in your email?
Yeah, but I said, oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to collect my money from my long-lost relative who died in a car accident. And I was like, do you have a number? And then I got a big email with just a bunch of stuff that, you know, you could tell it was just a cut and paste because it never addresses me and my last name ever again. And then it has his name at the end with the number. But the number's weird because sometimes foreign numbers are structured different, right? Because it goes 3 numbers, then 4 numbers, and then 4 numbers. But that's not uncommon, right, for outside the U.S.
Or we'll someone's in a drag race.
Yeah, it's a car going by. It's either that or have the air conditioner going. It's a little bit warmer tonight. So anyways, with me tonight, I have Trainwreck. Welcome, Trainwreck.
Hello, everyone.
I have Mike the Donnie. Mike the
Hello
Donnie
there.
Is off for a week, and he's back. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good.
We have Jag TV. Cattle Bob, always make sure you put the TV on the end. He needs that.
Shout out.
And we got Dwight of McClanahan Security Concepts on tonight.
Good evening, bitches.
Before we get started, I want to do an announcement. I made a really fucking awesome video this last week, and... I wrote it, I edited it, and I starred in it. And the only help that I really had was my buddy Ban come over and recorded it, so I didn't. I would have been too much for me to handle. If you want, I can throw up a picture of my camera setup too. It's pretty sweet. It's pretty awesome. He took a picture of some behind the scenes stuff just because he thought it was hilarious how ghetto my setup is. But anyways, the video was for Patreon. We're doing a Prank Call Nation Patreon now. There's some, you know, gifts that go along with it. Just this one time, I'll probably plug Patreon for a while. But you know, just this one time, I'll kind of go through the steps. You know, for $1 a month, there's Madhouse, Phone Larking, and Prank Call Nation stickers that you'll receive. For $5, you receive the stickers, and one of those logos is a button. And then for $10 a month, you receive all three logos on buttons and stickers. For $20 a month, you get a t-shirt with whichever choice you want, plus the buttons and the stickers. And for $30 a month, you get all three t-shirts, all three buttons, and all three stickers. You know, and then there will probably be some other perks, too. You know, if you're a higher donator, it's probably not going to end there. We just don't want to make some promises that we don't know if we can keep based on, you know, how large we can get this Patreon. You know, because there's another thing. If you look at, like, RBCP's along the side, he has, like, goals or milestones, whatever you want to call them. We opted out of putting anything up there at first. I kind of wanted to because I think it's important that everybody sees what the money's going to be used for, because at this point, you know, oh, well, you know, everybody knows that Carlito has, you know, a small crack addiction, you know, so, you know, the first $100 a month is going to go towards that. But after that, you know, what's going to happen with the money? No, I'm just kidding. And we want to be really transparent with it, too. Just to give you some heads up of what we're going to do, just pay for the general stuff, you know. I don't have an exact number, but somewhere around $50 or so a month, we can probably pay for all the general stuff. And people who have shows, you know, pay for their Skype accounts. Skype accounts are really cheap anyways. But, you know, just make it so nobody's paying out of pocket kind of thing. And then after that, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, really what do we want to do with this money? I have a vision that if we could get high enough, and it would take climbing a little bit.
Oh, please.
I think like a few hundred bucks or something like that, we could start putting money away and pay for like a gathering, a big get-together. And pretty much we'd pay for everybody's stuff except for maybe like your hotel rooms or something. Otherwise, just pay for... the hall, the equipment, getting every fucking thing down there, you know, because there's a lot that'll go. Because what it would be is a get-together with a stage, live shows going on, things like that. So it'd be really good, and we'd like to, if we would like to not charge anybody anything, but, you know, if you're a higher donator, obviously you'd get, like, some kind of special treatment. One thing that we talked about is, let's say you were, like, a $20 or $30 donator, you'd get in for free, obviously, but you'd also get, like, you know, maybe on Saturday night or something like that, you pay dinner. You get a free dinner and hang out with all the hosts on dinner. I mean, it's not like we're super celebrity stars, but it's a cool way to bond. So we're thinking
Let's
about
do
cool
it.
Ways. So, I put a lot of work into that video. The video's pretty sarcastic and pretty weird and kind of my style of editing with pictures and other weird shit. But it's pretty funny. But seriously, I would love to see this Patreon grow. Everybody seems to put in a lot of hard work. We're looking at adding some new shows. I mean, there's a lot about Prank Call Nation that's going on behind the scenes. And as we come up with these milestones, or if you have suggestions for milestones, you know, we'll definitely consider them. You know, like, I really like making weird videos. I would like to make a movie review, either a movie review, or this would be really cool. I think either a movie review of the movie Dead Tone, with like maybe like me and Carlito doing like a movie review, or maybe if, you know, we get enough money, maybe a milestone will be we'll start doing a movie night. You know, where some of the hosts will be able to have their audio on, we'll play a movie on some video where everybody can tune in. Another idea that I had was doing a show that's kind of like prank calls, it's not really prank calls, but it's, you know, us making fun of shit just like we would, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of different ideas that we had, and if we can get, you know, a little bit of funding, then it'll, you know, put that fire in our ass to start doing these things. So, if you have some ideas, let us know. If you want to donate, please do. Even a dollar a month helps. I mean, if we can just pay for the bills at the door, it makes us a lot easier to do. And if we can get higher than that, we're not going to be blowing the money on stupid shit. We'll make it very transparent where this money's going. So, please, if you can, donate. If you can't, just keep supporting us and then share the word. Try to get people out there, because the bigger fan base you have, the bigger chance you have at growing your Patreon. So I'll throw a link up, the link, just because some people listen to this on Mixlr without going into the chat room, and some people listen on a podcast. So it's patreon.com/prankcallnation. And if right on there, you'll find my video. Go ahead and watch my video. I like getting hits. It makes me feel good to see comments and get hits. So just threw a link up. So patreon.com/prankcallnation. And you can go ahead and read through there and see what you get. We'd appreciate anything you could do to help us. So thank you. There's my thank you for supporting public access TV garbage.
Yeah, and we'll give a shout-out to Kurt Bischoff, Nate Young, and Phone Losers of America, because they are Patreons, or they're donors.
Yes, they are, very well. There was another person in there, and he pulled out, and I think he was overbidding on purpose, because the money was all of a sudden high, and I was like, holy shit, and then all of a sudden one person dropped, and it dropped way down. I was like, okay, you asshole, you're throwing just money out there being a jerk, but hey, trolls got to expect to get trolled, right?
So, yeah.
Anyways.
So did anybody get your gun yet?
No, my gun is still up for bids. And just so you know, it's a blank shooter. It's a real 22 blank shooter. It will not shoot. The barrel is corked, so it will not shoot real bullets. If you try to shoot a 22 bullet out of there, you're probably going to get hurt really bad. But you can buy blanks. It's a starter pistol. I've used it for props for years in videos that I've had. I've had that motherfucker since I was about 19 years old. I bought it. The day I bought it, I loaded it up with a bunch of blanks, and I walk up to a friend of mine who, he was coming off his porch, and I said, you know, I'm sick of you, motherfucker. And I pulled it out and started pulling the trigger, and he shit his pants damn near. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
First of all, I didn't know why I was yelling at him, right? And then I pull out a gun and just start pulling the trigger.
Oh, my God. What people shit. Do today if you do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you got to keep in mind that was like 1999. It was a different world, man.
Yeah, the 90s were so different.
Yes, I agree. So, anyways, that's what, you know, it is what it is. If you guys can donate, that's great. The bigger we can make this thing, the more I promise to steer it. And just so everybody knows, if spending is not one person's act. Carlito is not in charge of spending. Sloth is not in charge of spending. I'm not in charge of spending. RBC is not in charge of spending. We're all in charge of spending. If we want to spend something, we actually have to get approval by all of us, so it won't get wasted. And we're going to make it very visible. We even talked about putting a sheet out there for everybody to see how much money's coming in, where it's being spent, how much money we got left to do certain projects. We're going to make it extremely transparent. So.
Democracy.
Yeah, well, and you know, we're not trying to make a living off of this. We're trying to build something cooler off of this. You know what I mean? Madhouse has been around, what, freaking nine years or something like that?
Yeah, so, 9-year birthday last month.
Yeah, and so Madhouse been, obviously it could stay going for pretty cheap, but what we've talked about doing so many things and growing it in so many ways, and everybody's like, yeah, real life is getting in the way, so... Fan-driven seems to be really good these days, so hopefully we can get some help.
So real quick, that was your idea, the meetup thing?
I've been talking about it for a while, but in all honesty, Carlito said he's been wanting to do that for years.
Yeah, that's a genius idea.
Yeah. Hey, Miss Morgan just joined. Thank you, Miss Morgan. That was very nice of you. Appreciate it. I seen her put something in the chat room. She is now a Patreon. Miss Morgan.
Oh.
Give me a second. I'm going to go. God dang it. What's her?
So we get a shout out to Miss Morgan. Her name?
No, it's Miss Morgan. It's just
Miss Morgan.
I'm looking for. Yeah, it is Miss Morgan, isn't it?
Okay.
I'm looking for something real quick.
Oh, nice. It went from 16 to 31. So shout out to Mistress Morgan.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was looking for something because I was going to go ahead and plug her, but I'm going to... Ah, there it is. Ah, thank you, Miss Morgan of Diabolic... I always have trouble because I can't read. Let me just say that first. I can't read. It's nothing wrong with your chat or with your website. It's Diabolical Domina, like Domina nice. Matrix, so .com. So, Miss Morgan gets another plug. I don't mind plugging her. She's pretty
free
cool.
plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone who donates at least $1 gets a free shout out.
Yeah, plug. It's free.
Well, it's not free, but you know what I mean. Plug.
Yeah.
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 Butt plug?
Yeah. All right.
Butt plug. Exactly. So relevant.
So I got a good group on tonight. Anybody want to kick it off?
Ladies first, so Dwight.
Isn't that usually your job?
I usually kick it off, but I didn't. Tonight, I don't know. Maybe I can.
Go for it.
Okay.
You get back into this fan things.
All right, I'll give it a shot. It's You're mostly because my kids are still up, so they're kind of making noise in the other room. My wonderful wife has them.
Gian, can you do me a quick favor?
Sure.
Can you tell your kids to shut the fuck up?
You should put them on the phone and have them do a prank call.
All right, here we go.
I just put yours in the basement with a movie. That's what I do sometimes. It's easy. Only don't accidentally put adult movies. That'd be bad.
We're good.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kate?
Yes.
Hi, Kate. This is Jen. You responded to my Craigslist ad when I was looking for people to join our coupon club.
Oh, yes. How are you? Hello.
Hello.
I was like, this is a 661 number. I'm like, I don't know if I should answer.
Sorry. It's my cell phone. I got stuck on a plan. So.
Oh, no worries. I'm so sorry. Would it be okay if can I call you back in like 10 or 15 minutes?
Yeah, I got a couple other numbers. I got a couple other people, okay. So if you want, I can just call you back in just a couple minutes. I'll just call a couple more people, give them the info, and then move on, come back to you.
Oh, I would really appreciate it. Thanks. I'm just having some company over, but should be finishing up soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
I love you.
I don't want to blow that one because I only have 8 of these numbers. So if we find something funny about this shit, then
we have to restrain ourselves.
Yeah, if I got 20 of them, I would have yelled it at our kids.
I was about 2 seconds from going, can you tell your kids to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, I was trying so hard.
Jake, quit talking.
Yeah,
hey, Jake started talking in the middle of it. It's like, shh.
Yeah, I won't.
Lady's name is Riss.
I forgot you didn't like that. My bad.
Hopefully she answers. Time to get in the zone.
Oh, before they answer, I put your bag that you sent me. It's hanging on the wall now.
Nice.
That's what they make.
They make good wall decorations.
Or you have reached the...
Or you can fill them full of weed.
And I have one of your the Art of Phone Locking buttons on my Grand Theft Auto 5 map.
Yep, because I crammed some of those in there, didn't I?
Yes, I love it. Do you have those for sale?
I don't have them for sale, but they are. It's one of the giveaways for the Patreon. I was gonna sell them, but they're really expensive to ship. Let me just put it that way. So you kind of got to charge a lot, you know, just to get your money back. And so then when this popped up, I was like, oh shit, I got like 100 of these buttons. Good giveaways. So, because the Patreon stuff just all formed last weekend. I mean, literally.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It all came together. It was pretty awesome.
I didn't get a chance to see your video yet, but I definitely will.
Do watch it. It's pretty good. It's pretty funny. I was pretty happy with my writing. My acting is really great. I should get some kind of award for that. It'll make you so that next time you ever see that sad, what's that lady's name? Sarah McLaughlin.
Oh, in the arms.
Oh. Hello?
Please leave your message for 206294.
I had the radio playing, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where it's exactly that. It's
that's awesome.
It's a spoof of that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed making it. It was lots of fun. And I had an itch to make a video too, and it just popped up at the right time of an opportunity to make a video. Because Carlito didn't ask me to make a video. He asked if I would be down to help promote it, and I was like, "Yeah, I got this great idea." Yeah. 2 days later, I have this.
It's really easy
video.
To make a video. All you need is a lady and a video
Ooh.
Camera.
Ooh. Ooh. I heard that. That was a good one. This is a recording.com.
After the tone.
We're calling International Boulevard Self Storage. We are located 1.5 miles south of the SeaTac Airport.
All right.
Yay, one down. Okay. All
right. Yeah, I only have 8 of these, so couponing might be out. I'm going to try this one in Hawaii. And I don't know, Adisha? I'll post it up. But she said she has no experience in couponing, so that's good. Because neither do I, so they can't see through my bullshit.
Yeah.
Is it redundant to say curious question?
Probably.
Sure.
Damn it.
Maybe. All right, here we go. This one's gonna answer. Mute. If they answer and hear that, it blows my cover. This one was gonna answer.
Blame Enigma.
My favorite person in this one reads.
Hello?
Please leave your message.
I'm calling back. Sometimes it takes that second call. This must be an emergency.
Yeah.
Well, half an hour in, or it's 25 minutes in.
Well, you were explaining the Patreon, so that doesn't count.
That's true.
Hello?
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 Hi, is this Adisha? Is that, how do you pronounce it?
Adisha.
Oh, that's a very nice name. Hi, this is Jenny.
Thank you.
You answered my Craigslist ad for joining a coupon club?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to, you know, maybe go over some of the details of the club with you and see if you're still interested. I mean, I'm sorry if I misspeak in any kind of way, about 2 weeks ago, I was diagnosed with perpetual retardation. So I apologize in advance if any of my words come out weird. Okay, so do you have any coupon experience?
No, I mean I use coupon when I know how to use it. I don't know how to use and the way that was explained on the post, so...
Right. And have you ever seen the show Extreme Couponers?
Yeah, I've watched a few of those.
So you understand the concept of like, this kind of a thing, right? Of, like, how people can bring their resources together and then, like, basically just go into a store and just... Sometimes leave for free if it's the right store. I mean, it's amazing. it's not hard, really. Really, what this group is we all just kind of meet online, and and then what we do is we just share different ads, information, deals, locations, just that kind of stuff. So, I mean, we kind of cutting out them. You know, those websites like Suzy.com and other type of places that have made, you know, make money off of it. We're just kind of cutting them out and doing our own thing. So, so if you're still interested, we can go ahead and, you know, kind of get you into the club and, you know, I'll introduce you and things like that. So, do you have a pen ready? Hello?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a pen?
Hello?
Ready? Pen and paper?
Pen and paper?
Yeah. Good to you. Good.
Okay.
Come here. Okay.
Hello, everyone. Okay.
Sorry, my perpetual retardation's kicking in. All right, so the website that basically the message board that we meet at is on www. Me at spin. So it's the word me, then at, then spin. com. So me at spin. com, and it's the message board where we all meet up and we just hang out and twirl around and do things. So and then right now there's probably about, I think there's the membership got up to 45 since we placed these ads. So it's a pretty good group, and I don't know about you, but I when I had gotten $900 of groceries for $20, I was just like blown away.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. So, do you have access right now to a computer?
No, not.
Okay, no. just go to it later then. That's fine. I don't know. Okay. You leave. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. You'd be good. Friends? We friends?
Do I have friends?
No, me. Who? Friends. You, oh, friend. Me, friends. Friends. I just want Jenny friends. I just want Jenny friends. Friends. Whoa, that was a tough one. Sorry. Sometimes the perpetual retardation kicks in bad. Okay. All right. So I just jump on there. We'll log in with use your first name as your login name. I'll definitely recognize that. Nobody else has that pretty name. So.
All right. Okay, I'll go ahead and do that.
I have a cat.
A cat?
I have a cat. I pet him hard. His head moved. His head bent the other way. I have a cat. I need a cat, George. George. I wipe my cat ass. I use ass and I wipe it. Cat.
What is that?
I wipe ass with cat.
You have a cat. Same George.
And I wipe ass with cat. Noise.
Sorry.
Noise. Ears. Noise. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I need to take some of my medication. This perpetual retardation is kicking in fast.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I'll go ahead. Check the website later tonight.
Okay. login.
If you can, email me in information or your contact number in case I may have questions.
Okay. Just go to the website. Go to that website, mehatspin.com. And just click the tip. If you could, just click the tip.
Okay.
Okay, I love you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Aw.
I don't know.
That was the cutest thing ever.
I was trying to do some voice in the background for you.
I love it. The noise! I had to keep checking if I was muted because that was hilarious.
Yeah.
It gives me a headache to talk like that. I'm gonna use perpetual retardation as a running gag tonight.
That's funny.
We should have a code word for when we should jump in if you want.
Oh, and I liked your, hey, this is Jen.
Jenny? Yeah, yes. This is Jenny. I that one I like doing sometimes, too, because it really throws people off when you claim, that, you know, obviously a girl name, you know. It's not even one of those ambiguous names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to try one. I want to play.
Okay. what do you want to call it, a couponer?
Well, give me whatever you have the most of, because I feel bad taking, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. But I have Secret Experiments.
Secret Experiments. Interesting.
It's very would you remember the ad? Were you around at all? Did you hear the
ad? I don't
think
I was.
Okay, basically I just said, here's a super secret ad. Super Secret Experiments pays $5,000 a day. If you want more information, give me your contact info. And that's it. I kept it really vague.
I have a really good idea for one of those.
Okay.
All right.
This guy, I'll put his name in there.
$5,000 a day. Okay.
Yep. All right. This time you don't have to mute.
Right.
In other cases you should, because if I crack you up, I hear.
Yeah.
Yay.
No, I forgot I was not on mute, so I muted halfway through. So
apologize. Okay, gotcha. It happens.
I figure when I mute, I always forget to unmute. Yeah. That's why I try not to.
Hey, XYZ, you stole one of my ideas to promote robbery as my coupon tip.
Damn it! Don't say that. That was my idea to do it on this.
You have reached the voicemail box of 41.
Okay, I'm gonna call that one back just to see if they answer.
Spooky ghost!
I got like 40 numbers or something.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck you. Hey, Sloth. How's it going, dude?
Alright, here's a new one. It's for Steve.
Damn it, Sloth. The space gravity is messing with your head.
Alright, I'm gonna click Steve one more time.
Bad luck. Oh, there goes Mike.
Is the phone ringing, Joe? Phone ringing, Joe.
I know Sloth secretly wants to date me.
Oh, he won't make it no secret. He said all kinds of weird stuff to me.
Maybe, shit, maybe he does hit me.
This is also a mic. This is in Hawaii.
Ah, that or he's just playing hard to get. Probably the first one.
Oh.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I'm calling from the ad on Craigslist, the really
discreet experiment ad we needed?
Yeah.
Yeah. You still interested in that?
Yeah, no problem.
Due to recent circumstances and the gathering of the information we have, we are able to up the price. I met with my clientele over the weekend, and we're ready to get this thing started. If you would like to be a part of this, we will do $650.
Okay.
All right, cool. Now, pretty much what you're going to do, you're going to be the bait, is what we call it. We're headed to our local 7-Eleven. We are going to set something up. It's a game. I'll be at the front counter. Oops, sorry. I'll be at the front counter. My boy Dwight, he'll be at the back, in the back, checking everything out, just making sure everything's cool. And then my homeboy Sloth, he's going to be there too. Turbo's here now. You're going to be in the front just putting something on the counter like, hey, I would like to buy this. That's all you have to do, and you'll get paid fully.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're the distraction. And whatever we get... I'm sorry?
What is this for?
This is the game that we're playing. It's just a game. It's not real. Is what we're going to tell the 7-Eleven employee. But then, while you're placing the item on the shelf, we're going to be making off with the cash. And then you're going to be the distraction, and you'll just get half of pretty much whatever we get just for the distraction. We're paying you the most because your face is going to be on the camera. Even though I just said you'll get half, you're going to get most. It makes sense.
Okay.
We already planned this out. We played the game Payday 2. Shout out to XYZ for that one. But yeah, if you ever heard of the game Payday, I would suggest playing that for 4 hours straight.
Oh. And,
my clientele, Josh Woody, is probably more realistic. We're probably about to make $500 off this, so... But no worries. But yeah, you're probably going to get $250 in a week in jail, but no worries. Now, are you still interested?
No, I'm not going to lie to you. No. I'm kind of skeptic. Not on you, just myself. I don't think I'm up for it.
Oh, no. All you have to do is just buy something. Not really buy it, even. Just put it up on the counter, get some monster, say, I love me a Snickers, and then get a Snickers bar, and just put it on. And you're good. The only bad thing is... Your face is on the security camera, but that's it. And at this point, you're too far in. You're too committed. We got to go for this. You're the guy.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah. So that was pretty easy to convince you. But yeah, I'll tell you what. You can get $300 from this because I know you want to do this in your heart and you need to help us out. So what do you say? $300, and you can have the Snickers bar. I'll ask. Or I'll pay for it.
Is it okay if I call you back?
Not on this phone, because after this call, I'm going to put it in the trash. That, or I'm going to throw it on the ground dramatically, and stomp on it once, and then it'll break. Even though, realistically, I'd probably have to stomp on it 5 times, but I'm just going to stomp on it once.
Okay.
And then after this, you're going to have to lay low for about 3 to 4 months. You won't be able to go into any 7-Eleven.
Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Is it horror guy? Is he cool?
I think he's in.
Hey, man, what's your name? Hey, man, I'm talking to you.
He's my clientele. You don't have to be shy, sir. You don't have to be discreet with this one.
Yeah.
He's the boss.
I'm the big boss man here.
You can tell because he's Russian or something.
Correct.
No,
so are you
good,
in?
Bro. No, I'm good.
No, you're too far in.
Yeah. Ken, right, back up now. Hey.
The Don's going to be coming looking for you, and that's not a threat.
What are you doing here, man?
That's just play. He's not really going to come looking for you.
Yeah.
Buddy.
1 week in jail. It's not that hard.
Okay.
Are you black?
No, I'm Samoan.
What?
Ask him what. Oh, when you put on a condom, do you fall out of it? We need to know this.
Yeah.
And then no worries. I know a guy in jail, so the anal rapings will be at a minimum. I know a guy in jail.
Yeah.
But we're just going to get you right out of there. It's going to be real quick, real easy. Good payout. You're going to get like $300.
They probably will put you in minimum security, where anal raping is minimal. Coconut head. Amen. You there? Shit!
He hung up. he didn't like it when you said coconut head. Hey, Turbo, how's it going?
That was a good right.
Hello, Turbo.
Sloth almost blew that everybody. For me. I read, hey, bud, sorry. I read he made to lay low, and I almost lost it.
Yeah, I also stole the one from Sloth, you'll have to lay low for 3 to 4 months. I stole that. I seen him put that. I was like, that's a good one. I'm putting that
that's
in there.
Good one.
Then the anal rapings will be minimal. I put it in there.
I like that one.
Yeah. Can What's we up, call him back?
Do you guys want to see if he'll answer? I can try.
Yeah, please.
Sure.
All right, we'll see if he'll answer.
We have some question to ask him. Okay.
He's too far in. That was my second.
Yeah. He's even met the big boss. You can't just back out after you meet the big boss.
Pick it up, motherfucker. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, man. I think we've got disconnected something. There? Hello?
We're in to quit.
Yeah.
Mate?
You're in, man.
Hey, yeah. This is the Don.
The Don likes you. You're in. Yeah. We're going to give you $400 dollars.
That is
good. I'm good, bro.
Hey, did
man,
you, have
what's
you
your
ever
price?
Seen a gun, man?
Everyone's got a price.
Yeah. Fuck!
Yeah,
he ain't got a price. It went from 5,000 to 250.
Well, the longer you
he
wait...
was thinking about it.
I know, that's funny. You're basically saying you're gonna rob a 7-Eleven and pay him $400. Because he's gonna be the guy, the fall guy.
He's gonna be taking the most risk.
Oh, that's funny. The thing is, you're saying it without even saying it. You know what I mean? So it's not like we're actually saying, hey, you do this illegal crime.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one. I'll admit that one. 10 out of 10 would rob a bank again. Or 7-Eleven, sorry. I liked that one.
Alright. Let's see. I'll call Jasmine. She's also out of coconuts. I got a lot of coconuts.
Nice.
Tonight.
Yeah, you're right, XYZ. Alright, I'll be right back.
Alright.
Why don't you get a drink?
Don't forget to mute.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jasmine.
This is she.
Hi, Jasmine. This is Ryan. I was calling. I was calling people tonight because you responded to my Craigslist ad about doing some robot beta testing for. Okay, you remember that one? Okay, it's been a few weeks, so I wasn't sure if you remembered it. Are you still interested? Has another company moved in and is your house full of robots and there's no room for us now? Or?
I mean, my place is really small.
Oh, that's okay. No, it's not. It's not a big deal, actually. It's just a person-sized robot. So unless your place is the size of a closet.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess you have like rooms and maybe a bedroom.
It's like a studio.
There you go. That works. It's just a robot the size of a person. Well, let me tell you about the robot, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Again, this it pays very well for the robot testing, and the robot is only going to be in your house for 15 days, unless you opt to have it stay. It's called the Roybot 4000. The Japanese have been working on this for a number of years now, and it does amazing thing. The Roybot 4000, it will answer your phone it can hijack your neighbor your neighbor's phone lines, and you can listen to it. It can social engineer other people's info from different pizza places and stuff like that. Oh, and the best thing is the Roybot 4000 actually has very human-like emotions, and it comes up with hobbies. And this one that we're looking to send you actually likes to make cartoons. It really likes to make cartoons. It likes to entertain and make cartoons. Here's the only problem. It requires 14 hours of sleep a day, so the Roybot 4000 don't make that many cartoons, maybe one a year. You know, it's because it sleeps 14 hours a day. It's not the robot's fault. Yeah. It just takes that long to charge, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a really interesting humanoid type of robot. I mean, it looks like a person. It looks like a 41-year-old man who...
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So it looks like a 41-year-old man, and he'll move in, and you'll just... It almost seem like you have a roommate, right? Except for he'll always be screwing around on the phone, or sometimes just, like, jumping online and using Skype and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, he'll sit and he'll trick people and he'll call people and mess with people. It's kind of like the robot's developed its own sense of humor. It's like has its own self. It recognizes itself as a person, and so it actually, even though it's Roybot 4000, it demands that you call it RBCP. Kind of like CP3PO, but RBCP.
Yes.
So it demands that you call it that. Yep. And like I said, check this out. Let's say you're driving down the road, right? And some jerk cuts you off. Probably happens all the time. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
So if you get that, license plate of that person who cut you off, and then you just go up to the Roybot 4000 and you say, you know, license plate number, blah, 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 blah. The Roybot 4000 will instantly connect to all the surrounding, like, tire and lube places, and it will actually use just that number of the license plate to get you the information on that person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really awesome tool. And so it'll get you the phone number and the name, and then you can use that to look the people up on LinkedIn, and then you can just ruin the people's lives for cutting you off. You know, you as a woman could actually really please the Roybot 4000, or the one we're sending you, the RBCP. You could really please them by helping him with the phone calls, and maybe you could call and say, like, if it was some guy, you could call the guy's wife and say, you've been having sex with the guy, and then the wife will get all mad, and then maybe even divorce him and hit him and stuff, and it'll be hilarious. And the Roybot 4000 actually laughs. He enjoys laughing. You do have to be careful. The Roybot 4000 has had some tendencies. Now, you do live in an apartment or a flat?
It's a small studio. I'm actually moving into it today.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So, is there any underground tunnels or any kind of old mines that run under your house that you know of? Maybe have you looked under your carpets and stuff? Like, pulled up the carpets to make sure there's no... like trap doors that go down underground, because the Roybot 4000 will find that tunnel and will get lost down there, and he will start randomly calling people trying to get out because he'll get lost. And this is why we're beta testing, because we have these issues and we got to work through them. So
yeah,
you know.
So when I'm at work, do I have to take the robot with me?
No, he if he's not sleeping, because it requires 14 hours of sleep, like I said, of charge time. He'll either be eating or just playing around on the phone. Or Skype.
So
he can use Skype.
Can I leave him at home by himself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, the Roybot 4000 will probably start like a podcast or something and just do phone calls where people can listen. And you might even be able to, as the owner, if you become an owner of the Roybot 4000, you might be able to get in on the cut. I believe that the RBCP Roybot 4000 actually has a Patreon.
Oh,
that is up to up to like $867 or something like that. Holy Christ! That your clock is ringing crazy. Or is that my clock?
I think it's yours.
I'm sorry. The office here just has weird people and weird clocks. I thought it was yours. I'm wearing headphones. So, anyways, he does countless other amazing things. He likes parody songs. You will have to feed him. He doesn't
like
eat
real food.
He actually does charge off. He can charge off with some real food, but he prefers Four Loko. If you know what Four Loko is.
Is it alcohol?
yeah, it is. It is. It runs like that. Either that, or we'd have to send you a different version that plugs into the wall. But this one burns alcohol, so he can burn regular food because he actually has a combustion. Kind of a combustion oven, I guess, would be the best way to describe it. But it's kind of like a kettle in him, but alcohol burns the longest. But you know, if you got some spare pizza, or some leftover lasagna or something, that'll burn for a while. All the calories—that's how they measure calories. If you didn't know, they light them on fire. So,
okay.
So he can stay powered off of a lot of things. He does so many unique things that at this point, because it's almost like artificial intelligence, except for there it was some programming involved. So,
yeah.
I mean, do you have any questions about the Roybot 4000?
As long as he can stay home by himself while I'm at work, that's fine with me.
Okay. I can't promise you while you're gone that he won't do reference checks on you. That is another glitch that is in his system. Basically, he'll find old places that you were employed, maybe by shifting through your drawers or looking for old paperwork or just looking up on LinkedIn and or your Facebook, and then he will call your old places of work and do reference checks to make sure you work there. It's a glitch. We're working on it. Like I said, this is beta testing. That's why this isn't on the market yet. Do you do any kind of checked in or Twitter?
I have Instagram. That's about it.
Okay, Instagram, you're probably safe there because if you do Twitter or any kind of checked in, he will track you down and he'll call you at those places.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty weird because once we give him, give him an owner, so to say, in his head, the person that he lives with, he will constantly wonder where you're at. It's just the way that it's programmed. It's kind of like a pet. So, except for a pet who can use the phone and harass your neighbors and social engineer all kinds of information off of people and definitely find any kind of trap doors and caves that will be underneath your house or apartment or wherever, wherever he ends up. So it's really weird.
Is he gonna come in the mail or is someone gonna bring him and set him up?
No, he'll just show up at your door. Like I said, he looks like a 41-year-old man. So you'll just see a 41-year-old man at your door and then you'll say hello and he will say, "I am RBCP." And after that, you just keep them for 15 days, and then after the 15 days, all I require is that you basically fill out a questionnaire that'll give us some feedback, notify us if anything goes wrong, there will be some numbers that come with him with a folder that he'll have that'll be for you, because there has been some times. We sent this robot to a Mildred Monday, and she's dead now. So there have been some issues, and sometimes you might want to call the emergency number.
Okay.
Okay. Now, he didn't kill her. Mildred was pretty old. She just died. But without her around, he went all berserk, and he was a suspect. You can look this up. RBCP, that robot, was a suspect in the John Bernay Ramsey case. He was never caught, but this Cardone, I think was his name. He wasn't a real detective, but he liked to pretend he was. I think when he'd sit in his sit in his basement and just, you know, just flick his bean and pretend he was awesome. And he actually was suspecting that RBCP, the early version of a Roybot, it was only a Roybot 1000 at the time, that he had something to do with that case.
Okay, yeah.
Are you even paying attention anymore? Are you paying attention? I hear all kinds of noises.
Yeah.
This is very serious work. Are you interested in having the Roybot 4000? 15 days.
I think I'm going to
pass on it.
Okay,
I'm
going to
go ahead and put it in the computer. All right. All right. All set. We'll have it there. It should only take like 4 days. 4 days usually.
So. No, it's okay. I'm not going to take it.
Must consume Four Loko.
It's already in the system. He's been programmed. He's going to show up now. I'm sorry. You could just call
him.
Oh, God damn it.
I kind of wanted to jump in as like some guy from research and development.
That's okay. I was having fun. There's plenty of these. Somebody else can steal that idea and make a new one.
Can I make a call? I don't want to call a robot. I want to call this guy.
That was fucking genius, Dryad. You're the best.
Thank you. I enjoyed that one when I thought of it today.
Yes.
You think a big fat girly do one now?
Yep. Hold on. I got to give one to. I just got to. Hold on. I got to find that lady. What was her name? Jasmine. Okay.
Yeah.
Jasmine.
I just got to knock her down off my list or do my thing so I know I called already. All right. What do you got, Dwight?
Oh, the world. All
right. So that's
good one. I have some.
Before?
All right. I have no clue who this is, but you're going to call it.
I have some interesting news, whoever's been following my games and shit. I have less than 50 comic book pages to collect in Spider-Man. Oh, yeah!
Yay!
Yay? Yeah, you probably don't know.
The Spider-Man rape simulator?
Well, I mean, yeah, what else is there?
You know? Your mic on turbo? Nice. Turbo, is your mic on turbo? It just sounded loud.
Oh.
Yeah.
I fucked everything up.
Okay. Do it. It isn't that bad. It just sits louder. You know,
there we go. That should be better.
It is. Okay. Let's give this one to Dwight. Dwight, please don't. I see it's about dogs. Please don't do anything that is really mean.
For dogs.
Fuck.
What you, am I
if that's the limitation, you shouldn't even have me on this show.
I shouldn't even have my own show.
Yeah, that's the limitation. Don't be mean. Oh fuck. Alright everybody, wait till Tuesday and Dwight will be on. See you later.
Dwight hung up. That's hilarious. Alright, I think he's back. Alright, Dwight, ready?
Hey, Dwight.
Well, you know what I mean. I wasn't sure what kind of dog call this was. I hate missing dog calls. I think those are the meanest
things. They're trying to give these ones away.
Okay.
Not as bad.
So you're not going to say they're for food or anything?
No. I want to fight these dogs.
Okay. I'm okay.
Nice. Like myself.
I'm okay with that.
I'm going to punch them in the eye.
Say, I really need to be bitten. Will these dogs bite the shit out of me?
Well, they're boxers. That's what they're supposed to do.
Maybe you can talk about how you like to put a belt around your neck and hang yourself up while dogs sit and bite on your testicles.
Really, the lady was like incredibly fat in the photo, and she had like a fat kid with her. I'm just hoping the kid gets loud in the back so I can tell him to shut the fuck up.
All right, Dwight. That's all you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm muting. Let's see if they answer.
Yeah.
I lied.
See you on the flip side.
It's food for my snake.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm calling about the dogs.
Yes.
So you still got both of them, or is it it's just one or the other? Or
yeah,
what?
I still have both of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. I was reading that they're great with the kids and their house train. That's fantastic. What is a card ride?
Oh, they love go car riding.
Oh, card. I'm sorry. I was reading the ad there and it said card, like if you were playing a card game. I was confused.
No, they love to go riding in a car.
Oh, okay. So they got a pretty decent demeanor then? Hello?
Like I said in my thing. The house trains are great with kids. They're really lovable. They love to give lovin's. Today on all the shots, one's the light brown is German boxer, and the dark brown one that's tiger stripe is American boxer.
Now, they've been together for like a long time, or
yeah,
because my cousin. I don't want to split them.
Yeah,
up,
my cousin. My cousin raised them from puppies.
Okay,
basically,
so,
he basically rescued Tiggy.
I see.
Because the guy that had him before he got him, he changed him to basically kill cats. But I've got two cats myself, and one's pregnant, and she hasn't even really bothered my cat. As long as you look at her and point to the cats like family, she won't bother them. Amy, the light brown one, uh-huh. Yes, I'm talking about you. She's like an old mother hen.
I get you. I wouldn't want
to
break them up, so I'd probably want to grab both of them up if I could.
Yeah, that's what my cousin wants. He wants to keep them both together because they raised them. I mean, Tiggy, she had a broken back when my cousin got her, which now, is, by looking at her in the pictures I posted, you can't tell it.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me what like a good time would be to come to your trailer to take a look at these dogs?
I live in an apartment. Any time will be fine.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Are you busy right now?
No, I'm just sitting here. My husband's out in my truck looking up a phone number for White Castles.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that White Castle. You got to watch it, though. That stuff will get you.
I can eat the White Castles, but yeah. I'd rather have the chicken because they don't tell me up so bad. And
right.
I have my gallbladder out.
Uh-huh.
So I got like really watch what I eat.
Right.
My cousin also has papers on both the girls because they're full blooded boxers.
Okay.
Where he's moving to, he's not allowed to have dogs. He can have cats, but he can't have dogs.
Oh, jeez.
And about killing them to let me have them last night.
I wouldn't mind coming by and checking them out. Sometimes I get kind of lonely, sitting at home drinking, and I just got divorced, so I'm just looking for a little companionship, and the wife, she got tired of me slapping her around, so I need a substitute to slap around. Do these dogs bruise easy?
The dogs is good. They don't like, last time I knew that my cousin told me that, my cousin never really drunk, and he never really fought.
Right.
With his wife. He raised four kids with him.
Okay. So, like, if I beat the, the dog comes over to me and I'm like, oh, nice dog, and then I punch it right in the fucking eye, it should be okay?
Oh, no, they might, what they do at first, if they don't know you, they might growl at you, but I can say, Amy, Tiggy, it's all right. And then they were quit growling, and they were, if you hold your hand out, they will smell your hand.
Okay, is like one of them a boy?
No, they're both females.
They're both females? So like if she...
They're both females.
So if she came over and growled at me, and I could like kick her in the uterus, and she would calm the fuck down?
No, no. These dogs have never been abused. My cousin rescued
Ma'am, can I ask you a question real quick? Can you tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up? Is that a hard time?
No, that's
you?
My daughter, and you know what? Don't even worry about coming by looking at my dog.
Listen, you fat
because
bitch, I want the dogs
they're not
in
going
my
to no abusive home. I'm sorry, but no, you're not getting
but
them.
Your children
don't want me
are
back
in
again.
Abusive home. Your children are in a very abusive home.
fucking guy.
I didn't fucking get her back. She just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
I wonder what her daughter looks like. Probably. Well,
I was
beautiful. That lady was hemorrhaging white trash. Like, literally. Every yes. word she said. At first, I was joking, and I said, is she suffering from perpetual retardation?
Well, I was like, I slipped it. Someone in the chat suggested I say she lives in a trailer, so I fucking slipped that in. Yeah. Well, I live in an apartment.
Yeah. Like, dude, that was a clever line. Can I come to your trailer?
That's awesome.
So that was picturing the thing.
Like, I wanted a substitute to, like, beat the fuck out of because my wife left. Yeah. And I wanted to slap the dog. Oh, no, they might growl because they don't know you at first and smell you. I'm like, no, I'm going to be like, oh, come here, puppy. Oh, that's a good puppy. And then I punch him in the fucking eye. Yeah, how's the dog going to react?
Or uterus.
Yeah. If she growls at me, I'm going to kick her in the fucking uterus.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
awesome.
Dyad.
Yes, sir.
Add
yes,
Baz.
Sir. Add Baz. All right.
Yeah, please.
Baz,
thank
Baz,
you.
Baz, Baz, Baz. Where's Baz?
Fuck you, Baz. Hey, what's up, Baz?
I have things to discuss with Baz.
Uh-oh. It's getting to be a full room tonight, isn't it, guys?
Yeah.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us.
Hey.
Yes.
Sorry. I want to be Jesse.
How's it going?
It's going good. How you guys doing?
Baz, you have international, fine. Right? Can you add a call? No, you can't, can you? Can you?
I can't, no. No. You can't do it that way. I would have to...
Damn. Yeah, Baz would have to host.
I have the number of a fucking Nigerian scammer, and I don't know what's going to happen when we call the number.
Turbo, wait, in Nigeria?
I don't know. He gave me a
if
number.
If it's in Nigeria, it's not covered by the international sub, and it's probably like $2 a minute.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've called sub-Saharan Africa here and there, and it's like almost as expensive as calling Antarctica. It's really sad.
Wow.
It's crazy.
How much was it? When I called Jamaica, it was fucking 25 cents a minute.
Jesus.
Yeah, we're talking like $2 or $3 a minute for sub-Saharan wow. Africa. Yeah.
Well, Skype is stupid. Everything should be covered. God damn it.
Right? It's unlimited.
It should.
Well, it's just like yesterday, Sloth has international, and we were trying to call... fuck, where was it? It was like Singapore. Or something like that, and it was fucking firing back, not covered.
Who the fuck?
Oh, it must have been a mobile call. Number.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What
calling Antarctica, am I right?
We sure. tried a handful of them. We tried to call Kuwait yesterday. That's not covered either, by the way.
Now, that makes a lot less sense.
The more you know.
Because that's a developed country.
Yeah.
And that's retarded.
Yeah, we tried to call a hotel in Kuwait, and it was no go.
If you can call fucking Andorra, you should be able to call Kuwait.
That's right. All right. All right, guys, let's do calls. All right, so just because I have everybody here now, I have a few numbers for looking for best friends. I have secret experiments. I have robot testing. And I have a few more coupon numbers.
All those best friend ones were fucking hilarious when you were in jail. And that fucking crazy Asian was at the, what was he, at the Hard Rock? And he was doing... doing fucking ninja kicks out by the front desk while I had to get jump security.
Kicks. Yeah, we had to make sure we could recognize him on the camera, so we asked him to do jump kicks.
That's
he was
amazing.
Like, I'm jump kicking. He was dumb as hell, man.
He's like, I can't keep doing this. I'm wearing Crocs.
Oh, God, what a fucking idiot.
I could just see this dude.
Yeah.
Doing jump kicks and Crocs.
Like fucking Gian kept trying to talk him into bailing him out. He's like, dude, I need some money. And I'm like, God. Yeah, he's up at the front desk doing round kicks with Crocs on. Yeah, red team go, and Giad's yelling at the phone, they're coming for you, run!
That's crazy. All right, guys, let's do some calls, because everybody who likes those calls can go and listen to them. They're on my YouTube. Jesus in a dump truck, all one word, on YouTube.
I will listen.
I have a lot of people... I don't get a ton of click hits anymore, you know, like, or I guess not anymore, but I don't get a ton of hits, but it seems like I have a lot of people who like it, you know, who click like, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's what counts.
I think I'm going to start trying to pump out more comedy videos, too, just because I think then I can broaden my appeal a little bit. Maybe some kind of reviews
or
something.
Yeah, that last one you made was awesome. So.
Thank you. I loved it, and I enjoyed making it. what I wouldn't do for, you know, a $2,000 camera. I was shooting that with a probably 5 to 6 year old $100 fucking camera. Like, you know, the little ones where it just pops out the front when you hit the power button. Literally, that's what I shot that on.
And then I had to go... a digital still camera that has video.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And then I had to
that
sit...
looked all right for. Yeah.
Well, and
six
it sounded
years
it
old.
Sounded good because I went and cleaned up all the audio, and that took fucking forever. So what I wouldn't do just to have the right equipment so it does it right the first time, you know. So
good point.
That would be nice, but I don't have the money to spend on that. Donate to Patreon.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Yes.
And I promise you, I will buy myself a nice camera.
And some crack.
Yes, right after I pay that drug dealer back.
Right.
All right. No, I enjoyed making that. Thank you, Turbo. That was I thought it turned out well. I've gotten a lot of compliments about my, and I will hold, you know, because my acting's horrible, but I will post a picture of my cat holding a newspaper. I found that picture of a cat with glasses on, kicked back in a couch holding a newspaper.
Yeah. Hey, I'm on your YouTube right now. What's the name of that video?
It's the newest
Patreon.
One. Yeah, it's the Patreon.
Search Patreon, you'll find it.
Yeah.
It's not.
You're not really? Sub to Bat or Jayad?
I don't think I am either, to be
I
honest.
Thought I was.
What's your
Jesus in a dump truck?
Yeah, Jesus in a dump truck. That's where Jayad comes from.
I take offense.
Jesus in a dump truck, all one word.
Yeah, let me put that in a chat.
The name,
for you
the
guys.
Name of it's like Patreon Drive or something like that.
It's Prank Call Nation Patreon Drive. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nice. Yeah. I put it in the Skype chat for you.
Thank you. Nice.
You're welcome.
Shout out to Train Rick.
Yes,
yay.
He does a lot of good work. He's actually edited quite a few videos for me because he knows my workload's been busy with this video and stuff. So, all right, let's do some calls so these people
nice.
Don't get mad at us. Here's something. I have some.
What?
I have three different people.
Who
I have
that.
I have three different people who
okay.
responded to not only robot testing but secret experiment testing, and they're the same people, the same number. Do we have something we can do there? You know, some kind of twist turn?
Ooh.
Wait, robot and secret experiment testing?
Yes, they were because I recognize all of a sudden I'm kind of going through and taking numbers down today. I'm like, hey, that's the same one as that one. And then a little bit later, hey, that one's the same one as that one. Holy shit, there's another one that's the same one as that one. Three people fell through the same webs, but I guess they're just clicking on ads, right?
Could what replace their skeleton with a robot.
Could do that. Anybody want to
I know who this is, by the way. You better stop that.
Yeah. Who is
Dwight.
Who is... Oh, okay.
Okay, that's what you guys are laughing at. Stop that. How do you close that?
How do you close that, man?
Yeah.
You got to kick whoever it is from the con.
I'm 99% certain it's Dwight.
Yeah, just so you guys probably. Know, Dwight's meat spinning us.
Ooh, it's a mystery. Who could it be?
Oh, if you just...
We someone using Windows
guys.
XP.
Yeah. And
it is Dwight. It is Dwight. If you could just minimize his.
Okay. Oh. All
right, guys.
I can. It's all.
Who wants this one? Oh, hey, we got to do prank phone calls because that's what these people pay for.
Yeah.
True.
Hey, Turbo, you want this one? This person. How do you say that name? Vlance.
Oh. I don't want to cut you off, but I have an idea for the double one.
Okay.
Do like choose which one you want to do. Do that, whatever, and then call him right back and say, "Hey, you respond to the other ad."
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. What we'll do is
I got me a beer. What's going on now?
I got it. So what we'll do is we'll call and I'll say, "Yeah, if you're interested in that robot testing, okay, then what we'll do is I'll just go ahead and I'll email you this brochure and we'll get everything going, and then I'll call him back as a secret experiment one."
Yes.
And tell them, all right, we're putting robots in people's houses to steal their stuff or something.
Yes!
All right, here, I got this one.
Why is there a penis spinning on my screen?
Yeah, oh, that's my bad.
Hey, hold on. I'm quiet. This part isn't going to be funny if you answer.
This is going to be great. All right, me too. There we go.
Thank you. Hello?
Hi, is this Valance? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Ryan Token. You responded to our Craigslist ad. We were looking for people who wanted to beta test robots.
Excuse me?
We placed a Craigslist ad, and you responded to it, looks like last week, for beta testing robots.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Are you interested? I mean, obviously, there's a lot more information out there, but basically, like the ad says, we implant a robot into your house or apartment. It doesn't really matter for 15 days.
Could you call me on a home phone? Because my cell phone is breaking up.
Yeah. Give me.
Okay, the home phone number is 808.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
808.
Yep.
688.
All right, now this rest, the next part, say it really quick and muffled.
Okay, 808.
Yep.
688.
Yep.
0615.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll call you right back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you better hurry the fuck up.
Go. What was the number? I wrote it down.
Nobody call that number, please.
Oh, they always have. Dwight's already calling them.
Yeah. Fuck you, Josh. What do you know? Numbers in chat, even if they are half and half.
Fuck you, man.
And shout out to George for that 666. I'll hit that up with a 420.
Yeah, the damn thing is, you know, Dwight's already calling them. He did it to us last week.
Yeah, he told me that, laughed my ass off.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
I think that's wrong, Giant.
Nah.
You wanna fucking die?
688 is what he told me.
What?
No, it's,
Dwight?
The last...
You there, Dwight?
What was it?
The fourth digit from the last is wrong.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's calling right now.
He's calling, he didn't answer.
Well, let's see who this is.
Yeah. Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Damn it.
Fuck you.
All right, Baz, what is it? Go ahead and put it in. There it is.
That would have been, yeah, that was an amazing idea. Someone ruined it.
What? Ruined what?
Your idea, well, our idea, like the calling right back with the other ad.
Yeah, no, wait, I got three of them, dude. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Okay. So, I mean, basically, you know, the robot, we just place the robot in your house for 15 days. The robot does the tasks that the robot's assigned to do. You just kind of live with the robot, and at the end of the 15 days, you know, just give us some feedback. And then we go ahead and write you a check, and all is good.
So what kind of, I mean, what does it do anyway?
Well, it's a step into AI, so it just kind of interacts. It'll say things. It'll watch TV and comment on things. You know, it doesn't do a whole lot. It's kind of like a lazy person robot. So you don't got to worry about it. Just understand there's a big check for you at the end. And so it's not that big of a deal. We just need to, you know, if there are issues, we want you to document that in the journal at the end that you'll be returning to us. So, hey, why don't I do you a favor? And I'll just go ahead and, since I know you're interested, I'll email you the booklet on the robots, and then and then you just go ahead and email me back if you're interested. I mean, you know, just in the next day or two, if you're interested, then we'll go ahead and we'll start signing you up after that.
Yeah, I mean, what, is it like a big robot or something?
No, it's just like a human-sized robot. It's like the Osimo robots that the Japanese are building. So it'd sit on a chair in your house. You know, it'll walk around, things like that. You know, it's not big, but just, yeah, why don't you just look at our brochure? I'll go ahead and send you the brochure. You look it over, and if you're interested, let me know. And then if you're not, I mean, this is something where over the phone, it's kind of hard for you to give me a yes, you know?
Right. And how much, well, for 15 days, and what, you guys deliver the robot?
Yes, we deliver it. We make sure he's functioning correctly before, you know, our technicians leave and all that. And it's 15 days, and it actually pays. Right now, the robots we're paying $20,000 is what we're paying for the research and the allowment. And now that may seem like we're paying a lot of money, but I mean, in the end, we're going to end up selling millions of these things around the world, and at you know, they're going to, right now we got them priced at about $30,000, $40,000 each, so.
All right.
I mean, so you're just part of a research and development if you get picked for this, so.
All right.
Okay, all right. So I'll go ahead and get that emailed out here, and we'll just go ahead. You can read the brochure and look at everything over, okay?
All right, sounds good. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Excuse me, wait a minute.
No. Sure. No, Baz, we're doing something different. I seen what you were writing. You can do that. I have plenty of robot numbers, right? So we'll get that opportunity. Now we're going to go ahead and, you know what? Let's call him back in a little bit. We're not going to, should we call him right now?
I think right now would be funny.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'd be funnier if he did it right away.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and call him back.
Nice assist, Turbo.
And then somebody else call as the... Yes, you answered an ad for wanting to be in experimental testing, and they'll say yes. And then you can do anything you guys want, okay? Because I don't want it to be me, because my voice he knows now. So you can say, we want to put you in a robot suit and put you into people's houses where you'll steal their jewelry.
Wait.
I don't know.
Wouldn't it be funnier if it was you? Like, wait a minute, this is the same guy.
No. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he was like a total moron coconut head and fell for it would be...
Turbo, you're going to do it. Okay?
Okay.
I don't want to fuck it up. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then after this, Baz, we'll give you a call where we call and warn people about the robots, okay?
Well, I might bring Baz in.
Okay, that's fine.
He's good at this sort of thing.
All right, there you go. And it's... Shit.
Busy.
Yeah.
Fucking snows.
Calling his friend, Dragon. I'm gonna get this robot in my house.
He's too excited.
Dwight is probably calling in right now.
We always think Dwight's calling now just because of that one moment.
Hey, Dwight, speak now.
Or forever hold your dick.
Yeah, he's calling right now.
Oh, Dwight, quit ruining calls.
Motherfucker.
Like a some booty.
Dwight, are you ruining? Okay, there you go.
And Dwight.
Dwight's probably taking a massive shit, like always.
No, I'm just sitting here listening.
Okay.
He's trolling.
Yeah.
There's his name.
Good guy, Dwight.
Pick up. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Valance.
Yes.
Yes, this is Dr. Robert Turbois. You responded to an advertisement I placed about some experimental testing.
Oh, yeah, I spoke to someone already.
No.
Yes?
I'm going down the list for the first time here.
Oh, I don't know. Someone just called me about the robot and stuff like that.
No, this has nothing to do with robots. You responded to an ad about, like, an experimental project.
Oh, yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, sir, I promise I'm not being a racist here. What is your racial background?
Hawaiian, Chinese, Caucasian.
Hawaiian, Chinese, Caucasian. Okay. Well, we have developed this new drug. It's a racial transformation drug. So, if we administered it to you, you would turn into a black man.
Oh, shit, are you serious?
Yes. And this is very important. I can't officially say this has anything to do with the CIA, but, I mean, hypothetically, if people's races could be changed, that would be very valuable to the intelligence community for certain projects. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, obviously, if someone was willing and able to help us with this, they'd be compensated handsomely. More than handsomely. Beautifully.
Right. What,
so,
can you change back? Could I change back to my regular color?
Yes. I'm on the phone with one of my chief project managers, Dr. Snoswell. You can talk about that end of things, I believe.
Hi.
Hey, this is Dr. Snoswell. Dr. Trebois, what end of things was I going to fill him in on? I'm sorry, I was busy with my research.
We were going to give him the experimental product to turn him into the black man. Yes,
yes.
He's interested in turning back into Well, I don't know. There was a lot going on there. Hawaiian. Yeah, the reverse multiralization thing. Yeah.
Yes, you know, sir, that is possible. But with the disclaimer that we've only tested this on monkeys a few times, and we made a monkey Chinese, and it actually became smarter and harder working. But when we added the neutralization serum, the monkey actually turned into a Hispanic monkey. But we did try it a few more times on rodents, and they did change back to their normal rodent race. So there is the disclaimer that we can guarantee about a 90% chance that you will resume your normal birth race. You might become Hispanic.
You're just talking pigmentation, right?
No, it basically all aspects. Your penis will grow. You'll get a large African penis.
Wow.
Your hair will turn curly.
Wow.
You might not work as hard as you did before. I mean, I'm not trying to be racist, but this is just speaking in general terms. You might get the itis, as we put it. And
the itis?
Where you can't go to work because you've got the itis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know. Basically, you might become lazier, sir.
Oh,
but the biggest benefit will be about a 50% increase in penile length and girth.
I got a job. You know what I mean? I'm a laborer. It's work. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's up to you, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be lazy. I'm just saying that. The serum might make you feel a little more sluggish, a little more lazy,
right,
like a black person. And you will develop a cravings for grape soda, fried chicken.
Watermelon,
yep.
Right.
White women with large asses. Posteriors. That's the scientific term. I'm sorry.
Hot sauce on popcorn.
There's also a very slight chance that you will develop three breasts.
Mm. Oh, geez.
But that's very, very minimal, though. Very minimal risk. They can be removed surgically.
Right.
It's not a problem.
You guys talking compensation or pay like that? How much money are you talking about?
$5,000 a day.
Yes, sir. $5,000 per day.
And how long does this therapy take and stuff, or this treatment?
Well, sir, basically you'll come in, we'll get you comfortable, you'll be wearing some relaxed clothing. We'll give you the shot. You'll feel a little bit sleepy. We've got a cot in the back room. You'll take a nap, and when you wake up, you will be black.
Oh, you mean like in one day it'll happen?
Yeah, well, basically you'll sleep probably for about 8 hours, and when you awaken, the transformation will be complete.
Holy smokes.
We'll have a tray of fried chicken and watermelon ready for you, because you'll be hungry.
And
some grape soda.
There'll be a basketball.
We can get a crack pipe and some crack if you so desire.
No. We'll have a bridge card immediately waiting for you when you wake up.
Some white women, where they at? They here for you.
Yeah.
My associates have forgotten to mention another opportunity that you're going to get as a result of this project. Since you are going to be swarthy, you will become better at basketball. Doesn't matter how tall you are, you'll be able to dunk. So we actually have connections with the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yes.
They're going to have a lot of players leaving because of all that nasty business with Donald Sterling being racist and everything. So they need some people who can dunk and, you know, show the crowd a good time.
He's gone. I guess basketball was too much for him. What?
I know, that's so racist, basketball.
Yeah. That was the deal breaker. Yeah. The fried chicken, the watermelon, and becoming lazy. So, that didn't set him off.
That was kind of messed up a little bit from what Jared was thinking. But
yeah, you guys totally shifted gears on what
robot,
the plan was.
Robot.
Well, I was going to get to the robot.
That's fine. That's eventually. Well, it was still a fun call. How's it going, Carlito?
Hey, Carlito.
Oh, man, I'm laid up here.
Yeah, I was going to say, how you feeling today?
Are you on morphine?
Yeah, I'm on morphine, Percocet, and I'm about to take an Ambien, so it's going to be fun.
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Nice.
Where them white women at? Am I right?
Yeah. Hey, Turbo. Hi, man. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Not much. I'm wearing pants.
Hey, were you awake, or is that something they do when you're out?
No, I was out.
I couldn't imagine that being something they want to do when you're awake. Jesus Christ.
No, they re-broke my ankle, man. And they, what I didn't know is they did what they call a nerve block now, I guess, where they, before the procedure, they numb your nerve completely. And then they put you out. So
I would have loved to have seen like Carlito lay in there, and they're like, "We're gonna go ahead and numb your nerves now." And you'd be like, "I ain't no pussy."
Injection right into the nerve or what?
Yeah, well, they had like a computer. They could actually. It was weird. It was like this machine, and they kind of searched for the muscle itself, and they actually made my ankle twitch. When that happened, they knew they had the right nerve, and then they just injected it with something. Yeah.
Fucking science.
It was an excuse to put a robot's hand up Carlito's ass. Okay, we're making the ankle twitch. Yeah, that's right. Now shoot the semen in. We're ready.
I was thinking you could take like a RoboCop kind of a theme with like the call you just did where we're actually going to change him, you know.
Into RoboCop? So.
All he is a all we're gonna keep from him is his brain and lungs.
Yeah, there you go, dude. How about that? Because we have both of those numbers, right? Because we have two more numbers where the people applied to both ads. The first one, we'll hurry up and just say, hey, we're gonna email you the stuff, or we're gonna mail you the stuff on getting a robot in your house. It's great. Then we'll call back and be like, okay, well, the experiment is we're going to make you RoboCop, basically, put you in people's houses.
Everyone, please bow to Carlito.
I'm rocking the OCP fucking logo.
Yeah, I love that, man. I saw that. I had a chuckle. Dwight McClanahan security concept.
Yeah.
How do I sound? It's probably echoey, this room.
A little bit. Although you sound a little bit, but you're not probably not in front of your really kick-ass mic and all that shit, too, right?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm on myself.
Can this be the roommates?
No, I'm by myself. No roommate. I'm in a private room.
No pranking.
What was that, Turbo?
Can this be the RoboCop remake where, like, everyone's dick gets shot off?
Ooh. Is that what they did in the remake?
Yeah, like, just Google RoboCop dick shot off, and you can watch what I'm talking about. It's funny as hell.
What are you talking about, the first one where the girl was being held up and RoboCop shot the guy in the dick through her dress?
So in the remake, they decided to basically make that crowdsourced
a RoboCop remake, and it's just like there's this whole scene. It goes on for a long time where it's just dicks getting shot off like one after the other. It's hilarious.
All right, let's do some calls. How about that?
What do you think this is, a prank show?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, it's not a syndicated radio show yet, so we got to pay the bills with prank phone calls.
Patreon.com/prankcallnation.
We haven't moved up to Blog Talk Radio's level yet. We're still hanging down here on the Mixler shit.
Yeah, we're still the low hanging fruit.
What do you want to do? Do you want to do a robot testing one that's kind of like the RoboCop one? We can talk about. Well, we got artificial intelligent robots because you know we could say, like some criminal was put to death in Texas and we took his brain and put it in a robot.
Ooh, that's awesome. Call the same person. Say, "Hey, we're doing some testing with the robots or whatever. We're gonna have one into your house, and then
that guy is pretty dumb.
Well, even better is we're getting the robot ready and have Carlito start talking. We're gonna use Carlito's brain to go into the robot. Carlito can be like, I told him not to fucking do it.
Yeah, you said about the convicted murderer.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you should say that you've procured Ted Bundy's brain. It was preserved after his execution.
Who wants this one? Diaz is going to do one, and who's with him?
I'll play.
Okay.
Or Carlito, you want to play with Baz?
I might jump in. You guys go, because of my sound quality, and I might drift out.
Okay.
In a subconscious.
Yeah, I hear you. If you're on one feet, if you push your button, you might be, oh, it's been 3 minutes, and I didn't realize
it. Yeah.
So, all right. So basically, this person's going to take an experimental robot into their home, into
yes.
their home, correct?
Correct. And the price was, I forgot what it was.
$10,000 for a week.
No, it was for 15 days, and it was like, was it $20,000? I don't care.
15, wasn't it? I don't know.
It could have
been. Pull up the ante, 30K.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Ever since the incident, we've re-raised the money up.
Yeah, they won't complain if it's higher.
Right. Try to lower it on them.
Since the incident.
Try to get them to do an armed robbery for $300 when you offer $5,000.
That was amazing.
All right, that's all you guys.
What's the name?
Right there.
Leilani. Okay.
Leilani, brah. Leilani.
Brah.
Nice phone. If you don't need your name, number, and message, we won't get back to you.
Damn, bitch.
That's clever. That's really clever. You could always say it's a Dog the Bounty Hunter robot. It's Hawaii.
We're making IG-88 from
what's
Star
your,
Wars.
What's your name, Jack?
Fucking Mr. What's Clay!
Jack, what name do you want me to call you in as?
Doctor.
Doctor Yag.
Doctor
Yag.
Yag Tavi.
I'm calling him.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Here, I'm calling
Doctor Zimmerman.
Doctor
Zimmerman. It's been a while since I had seven people. Wait, now I got eight, right? Let's see. Nine.
Nine.
I have 10 people on my show. It's chaotic as fuck right now.
You are trucked up though, so I'll give you that one.
I could probably just sit back and pump in numbers and not have to do anything, get all the credit.
That's what I do all the time when I'm lazy. Like, oh, Baz.
I was so busy at work and so burned out from that video that I literally only placed.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 80.
There we go.
Yeah, I can tell that video emptied out your prostate.
It wasn't so much. Here's. All right. Well, I'm getting another number. I'll just let you know. Whenever I get an idea for a video. I burned myself out on it because it's just like when that with the lawyers and the RBCP thing, dude. That was like 40 some hours worth of work, and I did it in 2 days. Cool. It was like I literally stayed up all night just fucking listening to shit. Maybe it was 3 days, but I fucking went crazy on it and just worked on it nonstop. And that was the same case with this one, and it just burns me out, you know. But that's when I get these ideas, man. I just want to pump them out.
G.I., can I call this number real quick while you're getting another?
I got another, but yeah, if you want
to. I just want to call this hotel and speak to this bitch real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to leave in about 15 minutes, so. Yeah.
Shit. All right. We'll, so this one won't last long. He called her a bitch already.
We've got Baz.
Thank you for calling the DoubleTree by Hilton Pittsburgh Green Tree. For the front desk, press 1. To make a new. Guest service, is she there?
How you doing? I need to reach my wife's room, please.
Yeah, what's the name? Sorry.
Last name is Barrera. Barrera.
B as in boy?
Yeah, B as in boy, A as in apple, R as in ranger, R as in ranger, E as in elephant, R as in ranger, A as in apple.
Or asshole.
What's her first name?
Sue, or Susan.
Are you sure she's staying here? Because there's other DoubleTree downtown and, like, around the airport, and I don't have her name.
You're the one on DoubleTree Drive there at the Mansfield Ave?
Yeah, that's us. Maybe the room is under a different name.
She better not be with someone else fucking around on me. You sure she's
no,
not
No, I mean,
there?
I mean under a company name or, you know?
No, she's unemployed. She said she had some type of job meeting today, but that should have been over like an hour ago, so she should be there.
And she has a room here?
Yeah. Oh, dear God, I hope she's not sucking that guy's dick for a job again. This already happened once. Could you believe something like that would happen? You would never do that, would you, ma'am?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know what to say. I just can't find the room.
You wouldn't suck on another man's penis to get a job, would you? Because I think that's what my wife's doing.
And I'm sorry about that.
I'm terribly sorry. Hey, you want to help me get back at her? You think you could suck on my penis a little bit?
Sorry, what?
Your mouth. I would like you to massage my penis with your mouth. Just a tip. To help me teach my wife a lesson.
Come on, bitch.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't think that what you're saying now is appropriate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to hang up. I'm going to hang up.
I need
sorry.
To make a reservation.
No.
Why do they have to announce that they're going to hang up?
I know. The business people are so trained, aren't they? The customer service people. All right, this one is a robot one, right? All right, so here's the robot testing for Baz to get in before he leaves. So Baz and whoever wants to jump in. After Baz drops him, I think I'm going to add Hillock. Because he asked to be on. I told him, hold, can you wait a little bit? I have 10 people. Oh, actually, a couple people dropped. I can put them in.
Yeah. It's like an all-star right night. That's
it
awesome.
Really is. I think it was a week or two ago, I was trying to, doing my best to fucking get anybody on, because I don't like to do shows alone.
Oh, shit.
It's Matt Fuck.
Maddie.
Maddie. What's up, Vegas?
What's up, sweetie?
Oh, I'm Matt Cohen.
Blood play.
Hello.
Yeah. And yes. Hello. Is this Mylene?
Yes.
Hi. This is Dr. Snoswell. You responded to a Craigslist ad for an experimental project.
Robot testing.
Robot testing, ma'am. Robot testing project.
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, this is an excellent
opportunity.
Yeah, we can remind you. This is Dr. St. Clair. We can just catch you up. We placed an ad for beta testing of robots. They're robots that it's a robot that'll come live in your house, and it would come in for 15 days, and then you get paid $20,000 for being part of the Japanese company beta testing research. It's a really good deal. You'll be having some top of the line technology in your house, and then all we ask from you is that you kind of document your interactions with the robot. And at the end of the 15 days, there is a kind of a questionnaire form that could take up to an hour to fill out.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way I can call you back because I'm driving right now?
We're on the phone, so visual. You should be all right. I mean, is there any reason you can't talk?
I just don't have a Bluetooth or anything like that.
Oh, are you breaking the law then? Is it illegal?
Yeah.
I am robot.
Can you pull over?
Scientists are deactivating me within 10 minutes.
Yep.
We must speak now.
Could you just pull over and we could. Talk about the robot then?
Beep.
Pull safely, please. Signal your intentions and find a safe place to pull over.
Yes.
Beep.
If I could just call you again back, that'd be better.
Well,
beep.
The thing is,
well,
we're doing
be,
sales calls right now.
Shutting down.
Yes.
My positronic matrix is overloading. Please speak to my masters.
Alright.
What a bitch.
I figured she was going to hang up. All right, this guy's name, he's another cokehead, and his name was Raw. Okay?
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello,
everybody. Welcome, Matt Hillock.
Welcome. Hey, like a Robert and Dyer. Welcome.
It's been a few minutes since I seen you on, and it's a very strange picture you have as your icon.
I got to change that. That's a guy coming on an infant. Head.
Oh my God! You fucking crazy weirdo!
Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
Please, could you just pretend it's something else? Because you can't tell that's an infant's head. So you just say a carob.
He was arrested for that.
Oh.
So that's what I was
that's so creepy. Ba-dum-tsh.
We're gonna say that as a man coming on a cantaloupe because I can't tell that it's an infant's head. Yeah. So let's go with cantaloupe.
There, yes. How's that?
That's better. Okay. There's Matt. Look.
Hey, there's the baby.
Hey. Hey. Oh my god! Hey. I'm so offended by that picture. Go back to the baby gum.
Go back to the baby gum.
All right.
Yeah, that was Peter Sotos. He got arrested with that zine he made.
With the what?
He made a zine with that on the cover.
What's his
name? Just a photocopy magazine like people used to do back in the day. Yeah. And that was the cover, and he got arrested for kiddie porn for it.
Holy shit. Jeez. Hey, who was that again?
The more you know.
Peter Sotos.
I've heard that name.
He's a crazy author, dude. He's crazy as fuck.
So he was pushing the envelope and they said...
He was pushing the envelope and all that shit. I spent hundreds of dollars on his books. They're crazy and hard to come by. That's when I was just pissing away money, though.
Yeah.
And all of it got lost in storage and somebody got it and probably just shoveled it away.
Yeah.
Fucking thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
All right. Alright, we're gonna call this one. So, is Bass still around? Bass? Yeah.
Okay. I'm still here, but maybe I'll take a pass. I'd hate to get halfway through the call and then have to leave, so.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'll catch up with you guys next week.
Alright, Bass.
I'm gonna free up
the fucking priorities.
Bye, Bass.
Bye, Bass.
Family man.
Real life.
Family man.
Goddamn,
Bass.
Bass is fucking awesome.
See ya, Bass.
Oh, wait, by the way, everybody, we're gonna say a novena. Online for Carlito every day at 7 p.m. for 9 days.
Oh, I have no clue what a novita is.
It's a Catholic prayer.
It's a Catholic thing, English. Right?
Yeah, a prayer. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Is my dad's side of the family are all hardcore Catholics, and I've been to I've been to a Catholic church once, and it's very boring compared to like the church where they all pretend they're possessed and run around. Yeah. Those are crazy awesome.
Yeah, but the service goes fast, and you're in and out in an hour. You know,
really?
Like, okay. Church
just long enough to put the money in the tray?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go down every day to Carlito's room, and I'm going to kiss his ankle and go, how's your boo-boo?
Goddamn!
I should tell the nurse I need that. I need you to kiss my boo-boo.
Carlito, you remember how I was saying, you know, if you know certain things like, oh, if we make, if we make money, I wouldn't mind getting equipment for some camera stuff if Patreon makes good money, you know. One of the things I'd like is a hidden camera because I've had a gag that I've been wanting to do for a lot of years, and I'd have to bring some people up here to Michigan.
I would love to.
But I'd like to go to one of these Pentecostal churches where they run around and they actually pretend. Actually, before they happen, they actually go, you may feel God come into you. It may make you want to run around. It may mount you to start flopping on the ground. So it's all suggestive. It's kind of like hypnosis, right? And yeah. They're telling you all these things. And what I want to do. What I want to do is have some hidden cameras, like on people, recording, you know, two or three people that are new that day, just going ape shit. Like I'm talking, running around, fucking, just, you know, dude, pay some parkour people to come,
dude,
in.
Yeah,
and just
or
be like,
dude, hand,
God's in me,
do hand,
dude,
handstands and fly flips,
dude, check this out. Find some parkour people, put them in makeup, right, so they look like they're older people. And then be like, I feel it. At first, just kind of play like, I feel it. Next thing you know, they're sitting there fucking doing crazy flips and cartwheels.
I want to do is like put on a helmet and go in there and be like, I'll find some bins and be in a wheelchair and shit. And then when they start going crazy, I'll fucking like jump out of the chair and hawk a walk.
Here's the thing. If we could have it, we could get enough people in there, we could do all that at one time and blow that church's mind.
Oh my god. Dryad, the minute you get that, you call me, because I'm one state over in Ohio. I will be there.
Yeah, there's quite a few of us that are in the Midwest. we could do that.
Yes, I would love to do that.
That'd like be one the state way down. Jack TV said, Jiad.
Well, that's it, mate. Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
All right, let's do some calls. That's that would be awesome, though, right?
Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
We didn't call Raw yet, right?
No. I just like doing handstands and backflips, shit, cartwheels.
Or just like
I can walk.
He rides in on a fucking dirt bike and shit right through the fucking door.
You do the Russian dance where you squat and kick. You know?
Well, they do like on the spot exorcisms and shit. Like it's that kind of church. You know,
Christians
there's a few of them around
suck.
Here.
Christians suck. They're all idiots. Fuck a Christian.
And this is Pentecostal. Pentecostal people are like tongue speakers and stuff, you know. And I'm not beating anybody up. If you believe what you want, you know. I've met some really nice people who think they can speak in tongues because Jesus is in their body, right? Whatever.
Yeah, you know. Matt is, not us.
Yeah. and so I don't really mind, but I think it's hilarious. It'll happen, like, they'll be like, blah, 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 you know, they'll all of a sudden start speaking in tongues and think that they're speaking some foreign language because the spirit's in them. It's weird. And all they're doing is going, like, literally, I'm not exaggerating. That's what they do. They basically do my fucking perpetual retardation in real life around all their friends and family. And dude, I would love to just go in there, and when they're doing, like one of them exorcisms, you know, dude, have some kind of magic tricks on you, like all of a sudden, like out of your sleeves, smoke starts coming out. Like, dude, those people be shitting their pants. You know what I mean?
Fireworks. Because they believe in this
shit. Go in without like special contacts, and then go up there and get, you know, like go up there like in a prayer position, you know, and then they'll start praying for you, and then open your eyes, and they're all like these crazy possessed eyes, and then have something where you can have like some smoke pumping out the ends of your. Dude, these people would blow their fucking minds.
We have to do it. Go to patreon.com/prankcallnation.
If you want to match with Pentecostal churches in Michigan, please donate $20 a month. All right, let's post it in the chat.
Do it now.
Look what I plan on doing. I'm going to melt a Hershey chocolate bar and put it in my pants. And after running around, I'm going to go to the fucking front, and I'm going to reach in my pants, come out with a big, big gob of chocolate bar, and be like, oh, no.
We're toilet slave.
What am I supposed to do about this?
Jesus is in my heart, and the devil's in my farts.
Fuck, I could just walk again, and I shit myself. I was so happy.
Oh, my God. Dude, we could so wreck a service.
Oh, man.
And they're not going to do anything because they're going to be just blown away by what they're witnessing. You know what I mean? And then we all just leave and we put it on YouTube and make $1 million.
They won't either, you know? Those for the car off.
Turbo. Hey. Did you see Turbo's picture? All right, everybody. Just so you know, Turbo changed his picture. There's a naked black man. Looks like he's having sex with a giant bucket of KFC chicken.
Everybody go to tinychat.com/cactusthis. I'm live on cam.
Aloha, Nui Loa. This is Niu Nectar, Raphael, and Ali La. We have a variety of services, including raw food catering.
All right, let's see. You know what? We're looking for best friends. Because somebody named Star wants to be my best friend, and there's no doubt in my mind that Star is a stripper. Because I put these in Las Vegas.
I used to date a girl named Star.
It's either a dog or a stripper. Either way, it can be my best friend. Alright, here we go.
I used to fuck around with her back in the fucking warehouse room.
Guess what, man? I'm pulling you in on this one, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I think you were telling us about that, Matt.
Yeah, she was so tiny, too. I just pick her up and fuck her. Oh, it was great.
Nice.
She was in my sister's school.
Shout out to Matt.
She was like 16. Okay.
Thanks for using Tax Plus.
We're going to try her again. Anyways, Matt, just to give you some background here, this is, I placed ads wanting to pay people, to be my best friend, but you're going to be my son that I'm getting a best friend for.
Okay.
And you're going to talk about... Maybe,
I can't talk like a child.
No, that's fine.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah. You can talk about maybe your toy box out in the...
Yeah, I started being a mongoloid when he first did this.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this the one that I got to touch our pots?
Wow. Look at Turbo's all shaggy, damn nigga.
You forgot the number above that, Jihad Raw or whatever?
Oh, I called that one and it went to their voicemail. It's a business line.
I'll try it again.
No, that's alright.
Do it again.
It's just a robot.
I just called it. They answered.
Really?
LOL.
Are you trying to set us up, asshole?
I'll
call you back to try that I did not get to you.
What?
Turbo looking all hot and bothered.
Alright, let's try this one more time.
This is Joseph Ryan. I'll call you.
That's straight to voicemail.
Turbo's wearing clothes today. That's shocking.
What are you guys in Tiny Chat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's crazy whenever I get a Turbo video. Did anybody else get Turbo in the bathtub videos?
Hell yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, I really like all you, I really like all you guys, but you're the weirdest group of friends I've ever had.
But you love us though, right, man?
Yeah. Well, that and you know, you guys never have asked to borrow money, so
true.
You're better than all my other old friends that aren't my friends anymore.
Hang on, my shirt.
I'm gonna share my screen again. Hang on.
No, don't.
Yes, I want to see what you're watching, boy.
No,
hold on, guys. This is my last chance at a best friend. I only got two of those.
You only get one shot. Do not.
Hey, this is Brandy. I can't get to my phone right now. Please leave a message. Thanks.
Damn it.
Alright, we're going to try again. Brady.
Call Raw. Call that motherfucker. I set him up for you.
Yeah, you just probably made him mad.
He's not mad. I swear.
Hello?
Hey, this is Brandy. I can't get to my phone right now. Please leave a message.
Alright.
You're sleeping.
Hey, I'm up.
Oh, okay.
I'm up.
Was that him sleeping?
I love you, Carlito. You're awesome.
That's
was I sleeping?
Yes.
Snoring. Yeah.
All right. Who wants this one?
You can, Chad. You can drop me if you need to. It's okay.
No, it's
call Raw. I'll speak to him. I'll finish
it. More funny.
Okay.
I'm looking for a best friend, and then you just hear snoring in the background.
We're talking about the
robot. Yeah. You poor best friend, you motherfucker.
All right, so go to sleep now.
Do you want
to
hand? You know what's in my head right now? The boss music from Super Mario Brothers 2. I don't know why.
Hell yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna call a nurse.
Woo!
See if you can get that direct number to her.
Aloha!
How you doing? Is Raw there?
Is it?
Yeah, this guy, he responded to my ad about some robots.
Uh-huh.
Is he still there or what?
Were you swearing at my boyfriend?
No, ma'am. I just called and my phone started breaking up. That's why I'm calling you back.
Oh. Okay.
Wait a minute. What's he saying?
Is this a serious ad?
Yeah, it's a completely serious. I'm with McClanahan Security Concepts. And that's who was doing a third-party beta testing with this robot.
Right. And how big does the place need to be?
There's no requirements. I mean, the robot is about... it stands about 5'10". So it's about your standard human being. So there's no special requirements.
Okay. My boyfriend has some questions for you.
Sure, go ahead and put him on the phone if you would.
Aloha.
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry we got disconnected just a few minutes ago.
It's okay.
I understand you have some questions.
Sure. How long does the required length of service for a robot to be installed into the home?
15 days. Please. 15 days is 15. The required trial period. What we do is we select certain people to beta test the robot. We go ahead and have Omni Consumer Products to ship the robot out. And what they do is they provide it's kind of a little binder full of information, numbers you may need, The robot will give error codes if it has an issue, and you can call an automated line at the end of the error code, and it will log it.
Uh-huh.
But basically,
and so what is the purpose of this? Like, what are you getting out of this?
Well, we're getting a standard fee ourselves, but we're offering $10,000 for you to you do the beta testing. We're getting our, basically, it's our advisor fee. And so we're going ahead and doing that. We're working on the robot that would be sent out to you. It's a brand new robot.
And so we're going to get paid so you can video the robot, or what?
Well, the robot has the video recording functions in its eyes, and it'll come in there, and it will go ahead and it stays in the. You said it's an apartment you're in.
Well, it'll be a home.
Okay, well, it stays in the home. It'll observe different ongoings. The doors of the different rooms and stuff will need to come off, so the robot is not restricted in any way.
Yep.
So, like, we would have to, for the 2 weeks, we would have to take the door off the hinges.
Okay.
You know, so the robot can do its observations. And basically, we're just trying to get a feel for its stability, for its walking around purposes, its observations, and, you know, that type of general thing.
Okay. And so, how long does it take to actually get paid?
We actually send a check with the robot. It's post-dated for the 15-day period. So as soon as that 15-day period is up, the date the check's able to be cashed will have arrived, and you'll be able to go ahead and cash that.
Okay.
Or I could just I can send cash, and I put it in the in that case I put it in what's a timed safe there. And basically, it runs just like if I post-dated a check, you know, you wait 15 days and then psh, the safe unlocks itself and you can retrieve the cash.
Okay.
Well, so I could do either way, no problem.
Okay, so how can we get back in touch with you about the timing of this?
Well, I'm doing the final processing right now. This is the time to get on board with it.
Yeah, it's time to get on board. Okay, but
listen, sir. I mean, I don't understand what the.
I want to do it, but we can't do it this week. Can we do it next week?
We can schedule it for next week. What are you looking like next Friday? Maybe I ship it out. It takes about 3-4 days to get it out to you. So
okay,
that would put
I'm
it in. If
like,
I shipped it
around
next Friday, it'd be like.
It's starting like around the 15th.
Around
the 17th.
The 15th would be
somewhere in that range.
The 15th would be 2 weeks from today. The 17th would be 2 weeks from Sunday. I could do either of those.
Or the 18th. Okay.
You want to do the 18th?
So,
okay. So I would have to ship it
That'd be great. Uh-huh.
I'd have to do it on the 14th. To allow for the four days for it to get there, because Sunday they're not going to ship. All right. So we'll go ahead.
Is there a website that we can check out this program?
Yeah. If you want to go to McClanahanSecurityConcepts.com.
McClanahan?
Yep. I'll go ahead and spell it for you there. It's MCCLAN.
MCCLAN.
Yep. Just let me know. I'll spell it slow. It's MC.
No, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, MCCLAN.
Great. Okay, I got it. Yep.
And then security concepts.
Okay, cool. And is there a phone number we can call you back at?
It's right there on the website. Right in the top right hand. Yep, right in the top right hand corner there.
Okay, perfect.
And I do have to let you know that while the robot is in the home, at least one to two times a week, the robot needs to observe you and your girlfriend having sex in at least three different positions.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, did we break up there? Hang on, let me get in a better area.
Okay. It was hard for me to, you know.
No, that's no problem. I got a little bit of an accent here. I just...
you say once or twice a week somebody's going to come to the home.
Oh, no, no, no. Right? Nobody's going to come to the home. The robot will be in the home. And at least once or twice a week, the robot will need to observe you and your girlfriend having sex in at least three different sexual positions.
The robot will view us having sex in at least three different sexual positions. Yes. 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 Ooh. So we were right about what you said when you hung up the first time.
I'm sorry, what was said when we hung up the first time? I got disconnected. I was in a bad cell.
I don't stoop to those levels.
Explain to me what was said, because I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, you know, it cursed at me,
Explain to me verbatim what was said, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't use that type of word. You know, that's not the language, that might be your language, so I'm not going to repeat it.
Just because I don't speak coconut language doesn't mean you can get crass with me, sir.
Mm.
How did you understand about the coconuts to begin with?
Can I ask you a question?
wait a minute. I want to say it to you again one more time for good measure. Fuck you, nigga.
There you go. That's right.
Want to die? Sir, can I ask
you a question?
Hi, this is Dr. Turbois. I'm a professor in coconutology.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I can translate.
Let me have a crack after you.
Mr. McClanahan, what did you have to say?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that this guy's girlfriend has a nice loose butthole, so I can put my 9-inch dick in there.
Okay, sir. In your language, that is.
Can I say something now, doctor?
Yeah, talk to this nice lady.
Doctor, can I say something? Congratulations on your new baby boy,
That's funny.
Guess what? I'm about to get my Ambien and pain pills. Yeah.
Oh,
nice. Yay!
You gonna share?
Fuck yeah!
The show gets a lot funnier.
My blood pressure was just checked. It was good. It was 130/72. Not too bad.
Put the nurse on the phone.
Yeah.
And my temperature is 98.2.
Tell the nurse. Get on the.
Pass the phone to the nurse.
Yeah. No call. We gotta call your room phone and then get the nurse and be like, yeah, corporate. Corporate's on the phone for you.
I want to call the nurse just to fuck with her, so Carlito could be like, "What the fuck's going on out there?"
Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, we're gonna do another call. Hey, Matt Hillock, I'm gonna pull you in on this one. Be ready.
Yeah, let me get a beer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I gotta wait for him to come back now. Yeah. All right, guys.
Okay. Dude, talk amongst yourselves,
or we can prank call.
So how about those busted ankles? I don't watch sports, so that's all I got.
Yeah, fuck sports. Sports for nerds.
Except for mixed martial arts, and I don't even watch much of that, but it's cool.
How about those tigers?
Mm. How about those dicks?
Not all of us live in worn, torn
Detroit. How about those tigers getting prized from the Rays, man?
The tigers raped everybody.
Real quick, is that really George talking? Is that George?
What?
George just rubbed his cock.
Oh. What? Is it George? Is that really George?
You got George on the call?
No. I have Mike the Donnie.
Oh, it's Jack. It's Jack.
Hi.
Hey.
I've been here for a few years now. Hey, guys, the only person in here that isn't that well known, and the only reason I know that is because when he tried to get into the chat room this week, everybody's like, "Who is he?" to me, this is train wreck, and unless he's like a super duper undercover sneak in good with Jayad and then ruin the system, he's really cool because he helps me edit
Train's
stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's a cool cat.
He helps me edit stuff, and he always has ideas, and
I want to fuck him in the caboose.
Apparently he sounds like a Russian. Somebody said earlier.
Yeah, I said that.
They're so scared of everybody. I'm like, wait, where are you from? How do I know you?
Yeah.
Who do you know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. While we, Matt, we're gonna do this call just to give you some background. This is a lady, and she wants to join our coupon club. Okay. And I posted it as our coupon club, and I'm gonna say you're the. Do you got anything for that? If I just pull you in, can you be?
You want some coupons, stupid?
Yeah. There we go. You're the person in charge, and I'm your assistant. So I'll introduce us professionally. We've done this before, right? Where I do something professionally, and then you just go ahead and be mad, and then I go, okay. You know, like when you're my genie.
Dude, remember the genie call?
Yeah, that was great.
I was talking about eating that today. The genie, like how fun that was.
Yeah, it was
so fucking stupid.
And we're so you know, what is it, polar opposites in our in our method, where I'm all, like, sales guy professional, and you're like, fuck you. So, it, like, we trying to act like you were my genie.
There's no such thing as spirit, you stupid cunt. You're an idiot. Why did they let you adopt those children? You're so stupid. Right. I hope they hear this and take away your immigrant children.
All right, I'm going to try her back one more time, see if she'll answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have many of these, though, so this will be one of the last options at coupons.
Yeah, it's nice talking to you guys.
No, I'm having fun. It's a very different type of show tonight. It's more like that variety personality show rather than just like...
Hi, Matt.
Me and Train. Sorry, Matt. Me and Train just hitting calls, you know. Well, speaking of that, I got to get Train and Mike a call tonight. Mike's probably forgotten how to do
Prank
calls.
Who said hi to me? Oh.
I hear a pussycat.
Lorraine?
Hello?
Lauren?
Hello?
Hello, Lauren?
Speak up. Turn the phone around the other way.
Lauren.
Hello?
Hi, Lauren. It's Ryan Token. You responded to the Craigslist ad about joining a coupon club?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. If you have a couple of minutes... I'm the assistant. Jenny is on with me. Jenny Hillock. So if you wanted, you know, if you wanted to, we could just discuss this really fast. If you're interested, then we'll give you the information to, you know, join the club. I mean, it's pretty simple. So, do you have a few minutes? You sound busy.
I have a few minutes.
Okay, it doesn't take long. We just go over a few details. If you're interested, we give you the website where we all hang out. That's as simple as that. So, okay, Jenny Hillock, are you there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I was trying to, because I'm on with the actual, you know, the group leader, basically, the person who started this. I'm just kind of, I help with some of the phone calls, so since we got you on, I was trying to get, are you there?
Yes, sorry.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm listening.
Okay, well, let's just, I'll roll through it then. All right, so basically, it's pretty easy. I mean, there isn't much to it. Are you good at driving? Do you have a driver's license?
No, that's my goal.
Well, if you don't have a license, it's not a big deal to me. But can you drive? Do you know how?
I know how to, but personally, I get anxiety, so I don't like to drive.
Okay. Well, then maybe. All right. Then we'll go about this a different way. You do. You obviously, you shop, right? You go and you buy stuff and you bring it to the register. Okay, then you're the distraction. So basically what we'll do is, we'll, you know, because like I said, just 3 weeks ago, we were able to take $20 and get $900 worth of merchandise. And it was amazing, okay? And so basically what you're going to do is we'll just go ahead and, you know, you just go... You know, go grab some candy bars, maybe a pop, and then just kind of small talk the person, you know, that's checking you out. About $20 worth of stuff. And while you do that, just make sure you keep that person's attention, like really dragged to you. You know, just tell them stories, whatever you got to do. Show them pictures of your kids. We found that works out really good. And then, you know, would the rest of the group will be just like pocketing tons of shit. I mean, we'll just be. I mean, we'll leave that. The group has grown quite a bit. I bet you we can leave that place with $2,000-$3,000 worth of merchandise, and all you got to do is just buy. You know, go in there and buy $20 worth of stuff and keep them really distracted.
Actually, never mind. I'm not interested.
Well, this is how coupon clubs work.
Bitch.
Why aren't you interested? The savings. Think of the savings.
Hey, think about congratulations on your new baby boy. LOL, JK, it's a stillborn.
I couldn't say a word after you said that. Holy shit.
Dude, I was typing in the chat that you should just keep going because you, like, had her. Yeah. You didn't have to get so wild. You could have just had her go to some weird site. Somebody needs to set up. Somebody needs to get, like, a free, like, web page and make it like you've been pranked, stupid.
Why don't you? I got it. If people donate to the Prank Call Nation Patreon, we can just buy website names and redirect them to whatever we want.
Yeah. Donate.
Like horsey cat.
Dude, I got MS that I can't shake. I shake when I try to type, man. I'm a sick man. It's up to $8. Thanks, man.
What did you say, Turbo? What's badass?
I'm saying people should donate to LTM's Patreon because his incentives are badass.
I haven't read his.
Zach's made them. They're like shit of like pictures of our dicks and been like.
Yeah, you could get like some of Zach's hair and shit. Yeah.
That's funny.
Australian hair. It's good stuff.
No, he's fucking England, dude.
He's a fucking Geordie.
I thought it was Australia. Sorry.
He's in New Zealand. New Zealand, no. Newcastle. Jesus.
Oh, I know which guy's axe is now.
Whatever. Close enough, right?
Yeah. He's not one of them North American people.
They'll speak like
that. He's going to be meeting up at the Euro PLA meetup.
On
September 18th. No, sorry.
Oh, goddamn. Why couldn't you have made it September 11th?
I know. I should have. No,
All right, guys. We're going to do another call. Now, the question is, I got a question for Trainwreck and Mike, because they're still fairly new at this. If I team you guys up, what do you want? What kind of call? Trainwreck did some awesome calls last week, by the way. Trainwreck, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You know what's on the list, right? You know, robots, secret experiments. I have a couple of coupons left.
I don't know. What do you recommend?
What is it, Dwight?
Can you call Lauren back?
I'll try. So you guys decide you guys think about what you want, Trainwreck and Mike.
I can try to jump on with Dwight on the Lauren call.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to last very long. I just seen if she would be involved in a huge shoplifting scheme.
Control all kind of shit.
I'm just kind of wondering if her voicemail will pop up.
Okay. So by the way, so you guys think about it, okay? Because you guys haven't done a call yet. You guys haven't done a call yet.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm so hungry. I could eat an Arby's.
Ooh. Ooh, snap.
All right. She answers, it's all you, Dwight.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
I want you to flick your bean.
Flick some beans.
Hang up a call back. Let's see if this bitch answers. I'm telling you the payoff. There's a payoff there. Come on.
Turbo's trying to go to video. This can't be good. What kind of video are you going to, Turbo?
Yeah.
Wrong button. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll give this one more shot. She doesn't answer, then we're moving on. Yeah. 40 minutes, guys.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday night.
Yes!
Oh, it's time for the Ark. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, larking.
Yes! The FBI Lark. Will be tracking me down shortly.
Say Giad's name.
Oh, no!
Oh, damn. Fuck you in the booty hole, boy.
I don't care. Hey, what the hell was this? Lorraine, what the hell's going on? All I wanted to do was try to do this crazy great scheme with you, and it turns out you're some weirdo pervert. What the hell, man? Get a life.
It's your butt, boy.
It's in your butt.
I jumped over and called them. Like, I wonder.
Other people say it's in your butt, but
that was very funny. The FBI. Oh, next. Oh, by the way, guys, I'm not on next week because I will be in a federal jail. okay.
Thanks to Dwight.
Yeah, thanks to Dwight. I'll be in a federal jail writing up an affidavit on who Dwight really is.
Federal charges.
Hey, could you add Dr. Unk?
How many do I got right now? 2, 4, 6, 7. I guess so.
You know what's going to happen, GM?
Hey, well, he's in the tiny jet. He's good.
Yeah.
I know who Unk is.
They're going to send me back to Alcatraz. Oh, fuck.
Okay, so anyways, train... What do you want to do, man? I'm like to die.
Do me.
You guys, I don't know, man.
I'm going to pick one. Robot call. Okay, we're doing it for robot. And you guys got to work on it together, okay? You guys have been doing really good lately, and I just want to see you.
Got 4 loco, by the way.
So, hey, guys.
How's it going, Unk?
Oh, you got the shoot punch.
Hey, Dr. Unk, did you ever hear the call I posted?
It's only
the
like
Art of Pro-LARPing? Did you ever see...
JDF. Which one?
The one we did, the Art of Pro LARPing.
Oh, yeah, I did. That was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, I was glad I edited that up, because that was fucking hilarious.
That was a good one, yeah, I like that one.
That's pretty crazy. It was one of the last times I had Ice Goose around. I miss that.
Yeah, before he went all... Oh, wherever he went.
I heard that he got a sex change, and now he works in Tijuana.
I heard he's in the void.
Everybody's got to eat.
I miss Ice Goose. He's
I do too.
Cool dude.
He was my buddy. Know. He's the one who got this going for me. You guys, if there was, I'll put it this way: if there was no Ice Goose, there would be no Giant.
Yeah. Aww.
So, I'm glad he was around, Goose. And I hope he comes back wherever he went.
I don't miss him. But
if he doesn't have a penis,
Matt.
I'm still
Matt
his friend.
Just plays devil's advocate. He's like, oh, I hate that one.
No, I got issues. But I'm not.
Hey, Matt, I love you, though, Matt. You're my buddy, bro. Oh, Matt.
Okay. I don't even know who you are.
It's Carlito, man.
Oh, fuck. I wasn't looking at the Skype to see what was lighting up. How you doing, buddy?
Sorry about that, guys.
I fucking love you, dude.
Oh, hey, Dr. Unk, what's up, man?
I don't even know you.
Rather anonymous voice, Carlito.
Here's a reenactment of Hillock right there. I don't even know this motherfucker.
Puerto Rican motherfucker.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Who's this ethnic trying to speak to me?
I know, wait. Hey, wait, everybody. Why are you in the hospital? I'm out of the loop.
They had to re-break my ankle and fix it again. So
another surgery? Shit.
I thought Dr. Unk said he was in the hospital. I'm like, you too? Shit.
Dude, when I had to lay on my stomach and get that shot in my back to kill the leg nerve, it scared me.
That's what they did. That's what I had today.
Yeah,
I know.
It almost made me leave. If I could have crippled out of there.
Crippled out?
Yeah.
What's going on? What happened? Were the pins coming out or the shirts? Yeah.
The pins came out and the ankle came out of the socket, so they had to redo it.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, so I'm all fucked up right now. I'm on. I told you, I'm morphine, Percocet, and I just took an Ambien.
Nice.
I'm messed up. I'm going to be saying some weird shit here pretty soon.
That's crazy.
Man,
yeah,
dude,
that's a crazy combo.
If there's anything to get fucking niggas to give to that Patreon, it's right now.
Why?
Because this cat's in the hospital.
Yeah, oh, yeah, let's play on that. Here. Yeah, fuck them sad puppies that I posted. Look at Carlito. Carlito, take some pictures of yourself all extra wide-eyed. I'll even Photoshop them to make you look even sadder.
I'm pretty sure that Carlito would be better off on ketamine. So, donate to that.
I think we all I used to do ketamine, and like every time I did it, I would like afterwards I'd say, I don't know if I like this.
Yeah. I've heard some crazy.
Yeah, that's disassociatives for you.
I've heard something about like time stopping on ketamine. Like people.
I used to throw raves.
And I did it only for the money. Like I really wasn't part of the scene, and boy, man, when you found somebody, like, because you had to keep a good eye on people. Some people, they just, you know, maybe they do some drugs. It's
so, you're saying you weren't wearing glow-in-the-dark latex jumpsuits.
Yeah,
you
I used to go to lots of raves when they were real underground warehouse. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, mine wasn't quite that. I was actually trying to promote the fact that it was kind of coming out from underground, right? Yeah. So I'd charge like $20-25 a ticket for a bunch of fucking DJs that I never heard of. and they people would come. When you'd find somebody that was stuck in a K-hole.
A K-hole.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude. I don't know. I once knew a guy who's tried Special K, and he was on it. He was like in one of those. He goes, "They give this to cats?" That's what he said.
Hey, Jaya.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on. The kid's sick. I'm going to take off.
All right, take care, Jack. Thanks for
hey,
being on.
Hey, man. Hey, I hope the kid's better.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Bye, Jack.
See you
guys.
Bye. Bye.
I like Jack.
All right, love looks like Train.
Bye, Jack.
See ya.
We love you.
Train, you said you got to leave in 2 minutes, so do you want in on this one or no?
Train, do a call. I demand this.
Yeah.
Yes,
I miss my train.
There's train. Been just
all right, guys. Man, all right, guys. Mike and Train. It's a robot one. Okay,
Kirby is your research and development guy.
Nobody's gonna pick up because
I
there's such a buildup.
I know. I get too many people on here. It turns into a talk show.
I like that.
Hey.
Hello.
Can you
speak up?
Hello? Yeah, what's up?
Go, Mike.
Hello, this is Mike the Don with, you responded to our Craigslist ad about test robots.
Hey, what? And
you responded to our Craigslist ad for, in-home robot testing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, what's up? Yeah.
I was actually calling from our research and development department. We had a slight mishap with the robot, and it's going to be delayed about another 3 months due to it found all of the United States citizens' personal information, and it sold everything to the Chinese government.
Yours too, sir.
Including yours.
Hello?
Your personal information, including all of everything, has been sold to the Chinese government, sir.
Yeah.
Because of the Robot 4000. It went full Skynet.
You aware about that.
Beep, boop, boop. Beep, bop. I am a
robot.
Here's
the robot.
Beep, bop, beep, boop.
Robot doesn't laugh.
I stole your data. Beep, bop.
For you, sir, for an increased charge of $200,000 a day, I'm willing to give you the robot for that amount of money for 6 months.
Sir, are you there?
Wait, you guys see us?
Hey, Coconut Ed, please respond. Over. Your turn. I said, speak up.
Speak up. So what are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying.
Now I can hear you. Now I can hear you.
We are saying that you are a coconut head.
Get him. Yes. They do what now again?
Take out the dick. Dick lips.
Sir, are you on a boat? Are you on a boat, sir?
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I just...
It was like pure chaos.
He was a
and
goddamn
he just
coconut head. That's what that was.
Well, it started out with him swimming.
I think.
Coconut heads.
All right, that was fucking silly.
Yeah, he actually said, "Do what now?"
He did say, "Do what now?"
Tiny chest. Wearing the "Do what now?"
Right. That's hilarious. That's funny. He said, "Do what now?" He stole the slogan, man.
Guys, did he mention he was on a boat? Did that happen?
I don't know.
I imagine. Think so. I imagine.
Is your medicines kicking in?
For you, Carlito, he did.
Dude, okay. You know, Carlito, I've done some crazy shit on Ambien, so. I understand.
Carlito, you gotta be feeling nice, man. It sucked. You're gonna have hella scars.
Like, you probably have mild hallucinations going on right now. Like, if you look at the wall, it's not, like, crazy out of control, but there are these, like, slight fluctuations. Am I right?
Yeah, well, like, the air conditioning vent, I'm looking at it, it looks like it's waving.
Yeah.
You know, here's all right, so far I got 25 minutes left of my show. I have zero pranks that I'm going to upload next week, but I'm having a really good time.
Gian, I just
Well, you need to upload a new like live action thing.
You have
just like
badass. You would have as long as you want, man.
Matt, the only reason I cut out at one is because I got to get up and do shit with my family.
Oh, okay.
That's the only
reason. I just spoke to Cameron on the other line. Yeah. He's not interested in the robots anymore. I told him I tried to get the robot to respond to his residence. The robot said, "Fuck you, N-word." but in a robot voice, of course. He's like, "I'm not interested."
Oh, that's funny. Jesus Christ. Okay.
That's what gets him riled up. He says, fuck you, Edward. You like, hang up and call him back.
I like when these shows become the phone shows.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a show. It's also a show. It's
that
a
was
fun
the
show.
Fun show.
Yeah.
That was not the phone show.
It was the phone show.
It was just us talking and bullshit.
I ruined porn for Helix. Fuck yeah.
Dude, you know what? It really, like, you have no idea yet. Like, seriously. It's like, because it always happens. And, like, I'm like, I have a hard time. I've been whacking for, like, 5 days. I just can't come. Too much on my mind. Like, my Medicaid's getting taken away. Like, fucking. Dude, I lost the phone today. It's like all this shit on my mind. So I start thinking about that shit, and then I hear "fuck yeah," and I'm like, "All right, it's done. Time to take off the cock ring and wipe the lube off my hands."
Oh my god!
Oh my god, Matt! That's hilarious.
Fuck yeah,
Matt! I'm very disturbed, but at the same time, I can't stop listening.
But Dwight is highly aroused.
Miss Morgan, you never sent me coconut oil. You're a snake.
Snake.
I think I caught an STD in the last month.
I've used it, but it was shit I bought. Nope.
She fucking did, apparently.
Okay. All right.
Shut the fuck up, Ong.
See you later, Trainwreck. Yes.
Trainwreck, out of here.
Bye, Trainwreck.
Bye, Trainwreck. Thanks
good night, everyone.
Bye, Quebecois.
Later.
Bye, Quebecois. You're
bye, Quebecois.
You're beautiful. Quebecois,
gentlemen.
Yes.
All right. He did sound like a French Canadian.
Yes. He has a
No. Quebecois, not French Canadian. Don't fuck that up.
Dirty. What is a Quebecois?
Okay, I had a Quebecois who wanted my deed, like, for a long time, and I learned this.
With their muddled French.
Unk, what's up, man? Parrot of millions.
Hey, how's it going?
See you later, Trainwreck.
See you in forever. See you, Trainwreck.
Alright, guys, let's do...
You glorious Quebecois.
Hey, Turbo and Unk, you want this one. This is a guy who is willing to be in a secret experiment, right? Or I made it real general, so you guys can make it whatever you want.
Yeah. And do you have a copy of it? Or
yeah, I'm
about, I mean, how much were you paying him?
Oh, $5,000.
I hope he can stand there so JD can fucking round kick him right in the chest.
Roundhouse kick him right in the fucking chest.
All right, and you can see, because I said I said you had to be able to keep a secret. He actually put in his email. I could keep a secret. So there you guys go.
Did he spell it? Did he spell it secrete like that?
No, that was probably me screwing it up.
Okay.
Hey, you can offer to do a duel with him, like Pistols at Dawn kind of thing. See
I mean, yeah.
You know, Andrew Jackson and all right. Shit.
All right, let's get a good call in. So I'm calling I'm calling Turbo and Unk on this one.
Okay.
Okay, well, you start, Unk.
Okay.
All right, everybody else mute, please.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Fine.
I'm trying to sneak at least a good call in per hour here.
Well, your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
All right, I'll just grab another one. James. All right.
Oh, that's a motherfucker.
Yeah. Do we have a name on the industries or company that we're calling from?
No. I purposely left everything. I've left everything vague. All you got to say is it was a.
Yeah, I'll just rip it. I'll rip it.
Yeah, all you got to remember say it was a Craigslist ad. It was about secret experiments that paid $5,000 a day. That should ring enough in their memory.
Okay.
If not, the $5,000 will keep them on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, money will make everyone stay on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I forgot to do, is say, who wants to coupon? And you can make $10,000 a day for helping me.
All right, here we go. James.
Please leave your message for...
James Hill.
James.
All right, here we're going to call Kimberly then.
Ooh, Kimberly. A lady.
Wait, that last number you called is in my immediate area, and it's probably too late for this sort of thing.
Yeah, this one,
Kimberly, this should one be right on.
Do you have more coconut heads?
Yeah, that's this one.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hi, is this Kimberly?
Who's this?
This is Peter Johnson. I'm calling from the Tyrell Corporation. You responded to our ad on Craigslist for the robots. Yeah.
You sounded like a robot.
Oh.
No, yeah, and no. I'm accompanying this gentleman. My name is Robert Turbois. I'm calling from the same corporation.
Yes, this is my associate, Robert Turbois.
The voice that sounds like a robot.
No. Well,
excuse me, ma'am.
That your voice kind of sounded like not like a robotic computer voice.
Yes. Well, our company deals with a lot of various robotic things and artificial intelligence. Sometimes we like to do our interviews as Turing tests to see if people can understand whether or not they're talking to a robot. But this is not one of the cases.
Definitely not.
We are. I mean, you can ask us an open-ended question. We'll be able to answer it because we're not robots.
Right.
Correct. So yes.
No, I know. I did. I asked you who was this, and you answered.
Yes, this is Peter Johnson from the Tyrell Corporation.
And my name is Millard Fillmore, also from the Tyrell Corporation.
Yes. Hi. Yes.
You guys want me to ask you questions? Is that what you're asking?
No. We have all kinds of questions for you, and of course there'll be a round where you can ask us questions and such as well. But for the time being, I just wanted to get a feel for you as a candidate. As you can see, our robotics secret testing facilities are quite need to know. I need you to, I need you, you will be signing documentation that will, of course, be a non-disclosure agreement, all the legal formalities and all that.
Okay.
So, but one of the things that we do is we deal with, all kinds of variant robots. We have, fighting robots, machine robots, mechanical Lord Savior robots, we have sexual robots. We have a lot of various divisions, and we need people that are willing to do product testing on these robots. You know, people that are willing to get their hands dirty in some robo-fluid.
Do you know anything about basic arithmetic?
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
Okay, okay, so if we ask you what 10 plus 2 is, you can give us an answer?
12, yes.
12?
10 plus 2.
That's your
two.
Final answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
We have another test we're going to give you. Do you know anything about multiplication?
Yes.
Okay. So 5 times 10.
50.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're
She's in the top 10% right now.
No, no, she's actually in the top 98%.
Oh, good, good, good.
Well, go on with the process.
Yes, so, you know, we just have certain questions, like, if I have 7 robots and 3 of them are hit by a truck, how many robots do I have left?
Shit.
Okay, 4 that are not hit by a truck.
Mm-hmm. And how many of those robots that were hit by a truck can be salvaged?
Probably all of them.
Very good. Very good. All right. Now, you're a stellar
candidate. Does it make a difference that these robots have positronic neuronets or deuteronic neuronets?
I don't even know what those are.
Okay. We shall note this.
Shall note this. Ma'am, what is your experience with servos?
I don't have any experience.
You don't have any experience with robotics or process modules or assembly or.
No.
No. Oh, okay. We'll note that as well, Mr. Turbois. Which program do you think that? What is her name? Kimberly? Is it Kimberly?
Yes. Yeah.
Kimberly, yes. which division do you think Kimberly would probably be best for? I mean, I don't think she would be super fitting for the advanced DARPA R&D.
Well, definitely program. Not command.
Definitely not command.
No, no. I'm thinking engineering.
Engineering? Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we can put her inside of the Division 3 engines and the IT R&D. BSDM division.
Well, would that yes. be right? Are there we any need openings to, there? We need to emphasize the responsibilities of the BDSM division.
Yes, yes, the BDSM division is very important. So, ma'am, part of the BDSM robotics division is that there's going to be some things that you may not be comfortable with in the beginning, but of course with time you'll get used to them. We are paying $5,000 a day, as the ad clearly states.
And of course, Trent Reznor is one of our paid consultants.
Yes, are you familiar with Trent Reznor, Academy Award winning composer?
No.
Oh, well, he's a composer, and he likes to compose music for robots to dance to. Yes, he's also a member of the industrial band Nine Inch Nails. Have you ever heard of that group? It's like Dave Matthews Band. Yeah, it's a lot like Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, it's totally like Dave Matthews
Band. Totally like
band.
Dave Matthews
Band. Yeah. You understand?
Yes.
We have questions.
Okay, so there are 3 of you on the phone now?
No, there are 2 of us.
Yes. Okay. My name is Robert Turbois. I'm the director of Neurosonics.
And I'm Peter Johnson, head of R&D and BDSM.
Okay.
Yes. So, Kimberly, why don't you tell us a little about yourself, what you do, and the things that, like, you know, make you tick. The things that make us tick are servos and process modules, because we are like robots.
You guys all sound like one.
Good yes, that's because we like to take our jobs seriously and emulate the robots at every step.
Okay, I don't understand.
Okay, I was going to get executed by the machines, but then they told me I could handle my position, and here I am talking to you. You understand?
Yep. So you're a machine?
No, ma'am. We are very much human. Skynet will not stand for this.
Okay, well, you guys all sound like machines.
Ma'am, well, ask us a question that a machine couldn't possibly know. Yes. So far, we have asked and answered mathematical questions. Ask us.
Yeah, but
other
you
questions.
Also there's like two or three of you on the phone. So
yes. Here at our machine processing facilities, we have advanced technology like phones with multiple connections to them, so that people can conference around this desk.
Yes, this isn't the 19th century. Ask us questions.
Well, you sound like a robot because you don't even complete a word with fluency.
With fluency?
Oh, I'm not fluent?
Well, like, your words are like, the other day. Like, they sound robotic.
Ask me a question, ma'am.
Okay, what state are you in?
I'm in Arizona, USA.
Where at in Arizona?
Tucson.
Tucson?
Elevation 2,400 feet.
What are your crossroads in Tucson? Because I used to live on Oracle.
One mile crossroads or 1/2 mile crossroads?
Just the nearest light. I used to live on Prince and Oracle, so I'm familiar with Tucson.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. She said she used to live on Prince and Oregon.
Oracle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Prince and Oracle. Oh,
hello?
Hello? Hello?
God damn it.
How many robot fingers can you take in the ass?
All right, robot. Calm down. I'm sorry. We like to have a little bit of a sense of humor.
Hello. I have returned.
You're there. I wanted you to go when she asked the question. Go. Please repeat question. I don't understand.
No, apparently, I yanked my mic cable, and
that's okay. Dwayne decided to step in and hang up.
No, we could still hear you.
Yeah, we could still hear you.
Oh no, because that's USB. I'm sure you could, but. Yeah. You couldn't hear, or I couldn't hear you.
Well, between you going, well, God damn it, and then...
Yeah, God damn it.
And then,
well, that definitely made it seem like he wasn't a robot.
Yeah, dude, I was blown away by the fact that she was so convinced you guys were robots.
Yeah.
Dude, it was her own... She was driving that. You guys hadn't acted like you were robots. No. She was like, you sound like a robot. The lady was dumb.
Well, yeah.
We did kind of play into it.
Yeah, you played into it, but you didn't set it up. She set it up.
You missed it, Turbo. I asked her, how many robot fingers can you take in
your ass? Someone should
straighten
this out. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we should probably call her back.
Robot.
Not me.
The Tyrell Corporation needs to...
What do you mean? Call her back and what?
I don't know. Apologize for... For Servo 6671 speaking out.
My robots have been doing...
Rogue bot, saying, cutting into our telephony again and saying obscene things.
And refining our dilithium crystals.
If she answers, I'll talk to her.
Johnny 5.
Yeah, you go for it.
Hold on.
Say we got disconnected.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hello.
This is Ryan Token. I'd like to apologize. It turns out my robots have been calling up my clients, or my potential clients from Craigslist, and doing prank phone calls.
We require dental clients.
I would like to apologize, Kimberly. I can assure you I do not approve of my robots doing prank phone calls.
Johnny Five is alive.
We require healthy enamel.
I am a robot.
Fuel.
Feed me.
So, would you want to go on a date or something?
Turing test complete.
Kimberly, you want to go on a date or something? I mean, I know a good glory hole up on the east side.
Beep. Bop. Beep.
Pleasure your pussy, I will. Now?
We are robots.
Sky we night. Understand glory hole.
She's gone. Beep. All right, there's your. We called her back. Carlito's snoring through some of this. Poor guy's all drugged out of his mind.
Oh, that sucks that his ankle fucked up, man. I had the surgery and it went well. We had the exact same surgery.
Yeah,
that's so strange.
I'm glad my body's not beat up. I'm sick of being fat, and I went jogging yesterday, and I
have revived the Carlito bot.
Hey guys, I'm gonna.
Wow! For a moment there, you sounded like Brad Carter.
I don't want to ruin your show.
Oh, that's okay. You're not ruining it. But if you're gonna cut out, that's cool.
Yeah, that's
fine. Isn't it about to end anyway?
Yeah, I got 6 minutes.
Don't you need to just ask him what he learned?
Yeah. Why don't we do what we learned, and then I'm gonna promote our Patreon one more time. Hey, Carlito, what'd you learn today?
Morphine good.
Morphine good. All right, I'll go down the line. Turbo, what'd you learn today?
Oh, shit.
What? Turbo learned nothing.
Good answer. All right, Mike. Wait,
you weren't asking me, were you?
Yeah, I said, Turbo, what'd you learn today?
Oh, I accidentally, kicked the jack out of my fucking hole.
Quit jacking your hole.
I'll get to it.
What the hell is wrong with you? You keep unplugging your shit. All right, Mike Dodani, what'd you learn today?
I've got big fucking feet, okay? Fuck you.
You got 18.
Hello, if I can real quick. It's good to talk to you again, Turbo and Unk. I haven't talked to you cats in a long time.
It's been forever, man. It's good to hear you again. Yeah. I'm glad it's on such shitty circumstances where you're in the hospital.
Yeah, let's just let the bygones be bygones and move on, Turbo. You know,
I like that.
Get over all the bullshit, you know?
I like that.
I like that, too.
I like peace.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like peace as well.
Fuck that, I want war.
All right, Mike Zadani, what'd you learn today?
I learned that Turbo has big feet.
Well, you have been paying. Yeah, at least we know you were paying attention in the last minute.
And then I've also learned that you don't have to do pranks on Friday night to have a good time.
That's true. Mr. Hillick, what did you learn today?
I learned that y'all are a great group of fucking guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Amen.
Dr. Unk? You haven't been on them too long, but what'd you learn today?
I learned that people will think that you're a robot if you enunciate things and
talk to them. And you mentioned the word robot.
and the Tyrell Corporation has a BDSM.
Dude, when you guys were rambling that shit out, her head was spinning, man. She had no clue what you guys were talking about.
I did like how she said that she was going to be able to salvage components from the other three that were hit by a truck. I did think that was pretty advanced thinking for robot work.
Yes. All right, Turbo, I'm back to you. Did you learn something today? All right. Mr. Dwight, what did you learn today?
I learned morphine good. Lauren should really change her fucking password from the last four of her telephone number. Because that shit is smart, yo.
All right, jeez, what did I learn today? I learned that Miss Morgan is awesome because I see that she supports all the shows. So if you guys ever need any money, just start a Patreon and let Miss Morgan know.
Miss Morgan for the win.
That's stolen money, yo.
Miss Morgan's a fucking sweetheart. She's awesome.
She's very cool. That being said, I just want to go ahead and beat the Patreon drum one more time.
Don't forget about chat room.
What's that?
I said, don't forget about the chat room.
Oh, what did they learn today? Should I take a look?
Oh, jeez. Wow, that's going to be some vile shit.
I learned that Jaiad reads too much. Mike's the... Anyway, please stop.
I don't even know.
Oh, you want some penis? I'm not sending out pictures of my penises. Penises.
Hey, what's so crazy is I lost my phone today, and there's all kinds of pictures of my dick when I had boner medicine, and I was so proud of it. I was taking pictures. So this guy has, like, pictures of my dick.
He looks taking pictures like, ooh, that's my baby. Smile.
Matt, have you hit up like the cab companies to see if anyone's found one?
I don't know what cab. Dude, it was just some random cab, you know.
We tried calling yourself.
This is I didn't have service on it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And go ahead, Patreon.
I'll send an ounce of my ass here.
For squares.
Come on, the first person to donate $30 a month gives a blank shooter. You can rob a store and your money back really quick.
Wow, that's a real blank shooter.
That is a blank shooter, yes.
Oh, just like
it's a corked gun.
Just a toy gun.
No. It's a blank shooter I bought as a prop years ago. You can put 22 blanks in it and fire it. But you can't fire real bullets out of it.
You could scare the fuck out of people.
Dude, you weren't listening earlier. Oh, you must not have been. When I first got that gun, when I was like 19, I went over to my buddy's house, and then he was coming out onto his deck, and I started yelling at him. I was like, "I'm sick of your fucking shit, man." And he's like, "Whoa!" Like looking at me, and I pulled it out and just unloaded it on him and fucking scared the shit out of him.
Wow.
Hey, Gian. For a donation, I'll donate like an ounce of my ass here.
Yeah. Well, in all seriousness, what I think we are lacking is showing people what we want to do with the money. And that's because there's still a group of us deciding. Like I said, you know, and it depends on where the money, how high.
Yeah, I think Turbo's just fucking around.
It's like a little asshole.
And
how about we put
like
out
$10,000?
How about we offer Turbo's social security number?
For $100 a month, you can have Turbo's social security
number. I've given mine out on, you know, there's an old phone show when Rappy first said that song, and I was like, I'll give mine out too. What the fuck? Oh, and I was saving my social on there. So if any of y'all want to go through old phone shows.
For $1 a month, I'll go like find what Matt's was.
Yeah.
And put
it on there. I totally want to, like,
steal.
You know,
my identity and
steal
get my debt.
Matt Hillock's identity. That's just gonna like make life my life worth living.
Do him a favor.
All right, hey, Miss Morgan, turn down your speakers. There you go. Right. Or turn off Mixler.
Turn off your shit, motherfucker.
But seriously, the incentives for the PCN fucking Patreon are shit compared to like Brad Carter.
Yeah, Brad's fucking sick.
We're gonna turn it up.
And the thing is the one thing that RB has that we don't is we don't have a reward system yet because we haven't worked it out. Where we've discussed it, but we haven't put it out. Like, okay, if we hit $100 a month, we're gonna do this. If we hit, you know, $150 a month, we're gonna do this. Because we haven't sat together yet and decided where.
Like, seriously, like looking at the incentives, I've seen a lot of you. Jaiad, it's like, oh, give X amount of money and you get, like, you know, buttons for the APL show. And
I'm just gonna just come in and say it's not about your fucking incentives. It's about donating for the sake of donating and getting.
That is true.
Oh, hi,
Parker. I disagree.
I agree with what she's saying. Plus,
incentives are just a bonus.
And plus, it's what we're going to do with the money. What I said from the start is, hold on, that's not Cracker. That's Miss Morgan.
You need something better than like fucking, you know, getting buttons for APL and shit.
Well, here's what I think we need. We need to say what we're going to do with the money, right? That's what we haven't said, because it's not like anybody's going to put this money in their pocket.
I think it's just fucking, you listen to the show, we give you fucking hours of entertainment.
Yeah.
Because to be honest...
If I wanted to make money off of merchandise, I would just go sell the merchandise. This
I think you need to talk to hardcore fans who donate a lot of money to you.
The initial plan with me and Jayad is just to cover our hosting costs, you know?
And then after
for that, all we really need is people to donate like $1 a month or something. That's all we're asking for.
And if we can get
Every time I'm in the PCN chat, you motherfuckers ask me to do a show. And more times than not, I do one.
Here's the thing. If we can get the money going further, then we will sit and do events, different types of videos, and other type of forms of entertainment. But nobody's going to pocket the money. So really,
what we're talking about is, like, for example, Dwight, we would be able to get him some cash so he could get Skype credits, you know, or a Skype subscription for. Yep. For his shows,
like, yeah, like that, international or something. So
he's
the new.
Are you really calling Ken Dwight now?
He's changed.
That's been going on for a while.
Matt, we're like the Wu-Tang Clan. We all have our alter ego name now.
I guess, Turbo. We just see it. I see it a little different than you in the sense of I'm not trying to sell merchandise. If I was trying to sell merchandise, I wouldn't have a Patreon. I'd have a page where you could go buy stuff.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying your incentives seem rather unimaginative and.
What are you talking about? If you donate $5 a month, Jesus Christ will show up to your birthday party.
Who else is doing that?
Meanwhile, you donate $5 a month to Hillock, and you get a vial of his semen.
All right, here you go.
Sorry, I don't give away my DNA.
Turbo, you ready? You ready for this? If you donate, I will send you a baggie, like a Ziploc baggie of George's semen,
so you can
frame him for a crime.
Or
just
drunk. I can't. I've been working on getting cum out for days.
Well, maybe tits could help you with that. Maybe we can just do both, and then Turbo can shut up.
Hey, Matt.
Whoa,
Matt.
Hold on. Yes, I am drunk.
Turbo.
You're drunk? No way.
Carlito's trying to talk to me, man.
I am totally on your side.
Carlito's trying to talk to me.
Matt, what
I'm
you can
totally
try
on is... your side. I'm totally on everyone's side, okay?
If you try... Oh shit! What the fuck? Sudafed. Sudafed might help out with that. To be honest with you.
Oh yeah. Let's fucking some Sudafedrin and feel a little zippy.
Okay.
But it closes the bladder the bladder neck, and it says people that have retrograde ejaculation they use Sudafed.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me about drugs. I understand.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry.
I'll look into it. I'll go tomorrow. Yeah, hey, dude, I'm not saying that like bullshit. There's this pharmacy right below me. That's where I buy my beer.
Well, Matt, that is kind of my specialty, so maybe we can talk.
Yeah, but I don't like being talked shit to, girl.
I do want to bring in this bit of breaking news.
Yes,
also, for a $1,000 donation, Carlito will do Madhouse Weekly again and bring JDF in as his co-host to replace Milkman.
Dr. Ong?
I bet you could.
No, the real JDF. I bet if you had $1,000, you could.
I'd be his co-host.
I am not talking shit about you. You're awesome.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Okay. I understand why you have problems with me lately, but,
I love you, buddy. I miss you.
All right.
I miss you too.
Now going
we'll
back to
talk
me,
after the show.
Yes, go you guys back. Can hug it out
very
later.
Good. Yeah. Let's do that.
So anyways, guys, the Patreon, once again, it is more to support what we're trying to do. Sure. And if the money we're going to make it very, very transparent. We will put out there where the money's going, what we're doing with it. Nobody's pocketing it. Nobody's going to try to make a living off of it. I'm hoping that we get enough to where we can start saving up for that event. You know, it depends on how much we get, you know. But if we could get to actually paying 100% for an event, that would be fucking awesome. A big gathering.
Like a...
of like
I'm peeing in the jug like Matt does.
Like a what? Everybody
I'm
talked
using my
once
piss jug, Matt. I'm using my piss jug.
What did you say, Turbo? Like a what?
Like a prank convention.
Yes, exactly. That's where my view is. Now, obviously, right now we're at $31 a month. That's not going to happen at $31 a month.
No.
But if we can get like 200, I bet you we could make that happen in a year. You know, because we're not going to spend. We're not going to spend.
Wow, you
all
guys
that money
are just at 30. Yeah, motherfuckers need a bag.
Can I be straight here?
All you cuts.
Yeah, you've been pretty straight, but keep straightening.
What's the Patreon? What's
you
the Patreon extension
again?
You want to
do your
so
prank convention like out on the East Coast? Okay.
Probably
that's
Midwest.
Bullshit.
Probably Midwest. We're thinking Chicago from what we were talking.
Anyway, what's the Patreon? So anyone that's like listening, that is
yes
in the chats.
It is patreon.com/prankcallnation, all one word.
Right. That's patreon.com/prankcallnation.
Yes.
And once you donate, then you can make suggestions, constructive
yes
suggestions.
Yeah, and if and the thing is, that if you're one of the higher donators, there'll be more stuff that we're going to get, and you'll fall into that. If you donate a dollar, you're probably just going to get the three stickers and enjoy the shows, right?
Dude, yeah, and we can say all kinds of grimy shit you want us to say on the phone. Yeah.
And
big deal.
We will be putting up the milestones. What the hell do they call, them on here? Goals or milestones or something like that?
Goals.
We will be putting them up as we construct where we're at, but we kind of got to see where we are with money, right? And we don't know how much a convention costs yet. We haven't priced one out, you know? We don't know how many people would really be interested
how
in going.
How awesome would that be? But, oh, my God. Imagine hanging out with me drunk at a convention.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to go far. If we did it right in Chicago, you could probably walk there.
You could probably just move around down. Yeah.
Yeah, but I would love to make it like where we could invite like Jim Florentine. And
yeah, dude, there's been...
Turkey
oh
my,
boys. Yeah. It depends on where... Yeah. Oh, it depends.
Wow. If it was in Chicago, me and Gia would just fucking meet up and share gas and drive to that bitch.
Yeah, you could drive over there. We'd probably
I could
meet in Kalamazoo
I could take
or
a
something
bus down there for fucking maybe $50.
Yeah, and so
you
then,
can take a megabus for $8. By the
so,
way,
yeah, if I plan out enough, yeah.
And
wait, $8? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
that's the bus. I had a round trip for $8 with the trip.
Oh, God damn it.
Broke my
fuck
leg
you guys
out.
So,
Giad, let me say, I think you're doing a freaking swell job.
Thank you.
Huzzah.
Thank you. Yeah, and I, you know, it's, you know, I guess somebody could go, you know, like, I guess the way Turbo was saying it was, well, like, you know, you don't, I don't know how serious you were because I can't tell when you're drunk, but you said, you know, you're not getting much for, you know, what you're giving. It isn't
you're
100%.
You're not selling shit.
Right,
you're
exactly.
Not giving it.
No, I'm not selling shit.
No, he's saying me. I'm not trying to merchandise. I'm just giving back a little bit.
Right,
well, if you do
right
this, you get this, right?
Sure.
Because
right
that seems to be what Patreon does, right? But mostly what it's for trying to see if we can actually get up enough money to hold event. If we can't, well, what can we do with the money? It's going to be very, very, very transparent. You guys will
better,
see where this money goes.
Mics for people, like fucking server costs or whatever, hosting costs, not a server.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like, okay, how many people are listening right now?
Exactly. And how many hours of entertainment do you get every month?
Yes.
I can't.
Well, I do 3 hours. I do just about every week 3 hours on the air and probably 5 to 6
clockwork
hours.
Okay.
Probably
that's
5 to 6 hours
so
of planning.
If I ever did any prank calls on my own, it's like, oh, there's an APL
quality
show.
Yeah,
this
you
is awesome.
Talk to it. There was an APL show. Like,
so yeah,
and I do it. And again,
give
Dry
money.
And here's the thing.
Right away.
Hey guys, here's the thing: is I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it to make this an even better experience. Like I said, the get together, some fucking videos. Wouldn't that be awesome if we, if we got into like making more entertainment and putting more entertainment out there, growing the community, basically. I would love that. Like my prank call movie thing that I was doing, the history of prank phone calls. If I actually, let's say that we'd been doing Patreon for 2 years and we were able to save up, you know, $2,500 and it was in the bank. I would get together with the group because it's not just Carlito or me who gets the money. There's a small group of us and we decide where and how the money is spent. And what if I was to say, well, let's do this different than just me with my cheap camera standing in front of it talking. Let's mail this to RBCP so he can shoot some footage. Then we can send it, you know, down to this person.
No.
Hold on, man.
Hey, wait. Hold on. Let me interrupt your interrupt.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. You're in front of me.
This is me off.
All right.
That you're only getting $30 a month.
It just started a couple days ago. I'm not that mad.
But still, that's crazy.
Well, regardless,
I'm getting $8 a show or something on mine. So that
ends up
equal and yeah, that ends up being more than you if I do one every week.
I got
that,
you.
That fucking aggravates the shit out of me for real.
Well, and this is it's more than me that's doing the show, you know, because what do I have on there? I had I think. Does Brent Westwood still does shows sometimes, right? Or no?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm on his poster, but that nigga never talks to me.
Okay.
No, I think his computer exploded again.
Well, I have him down as one of the shows, too, and that gives us a total of 8 shows that go on right now. Right?
And
6.
$30.
Seven, eight, nine,
man,
like
fuck
it. Just
fuck
wait, 8 shows. Can you list these out?
Yes, I have them on my video. You actually see them pop up when that dog's sitting there.
Dwight Show, your show.
Baz's. He does the International Exchange.
Yes, yes.
Carlito.
Yes.
RBCP. Are you keeping track of the number? I haven't counted.
You have 5.
Okay. Let me open my video. My video actually has that. I listed everything. I had to think about it, too. It might be 6 or 7. It might not be 8. Okay, hold on. It's popping up right now. So we got Westwood, which I counted him because I think he's still around. He's listed as a guy.
Yeah,
still.
Whatnot.
Yeah, he still does shows. Yeah.
Then there's Bass, Carlito, Sloth, RBCP, and Dwight. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So right now there's 7.
No, you said Dwight in the beginning.
Yep. Dwight does his own show.
So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I see 7. Westwood, Jayad, Baz, Carlito, Sloth, RBCP, Dwight.
Oh, you didn't mention Sloth before.
Yep. Yeah, I was forgetting him. So Science is there. So right now there's 7 shows, you know, just to give you guys, you know, I guess.
Well, and we have LTM.
I'm just a friend of.
Yeah, officially he's not on here, but they promote
him.
No.
I get that. I'm just saying.
I mean, officially he's not on here, but he does get promoted because, you know, like I always see, like when Matt does one, the Prank Call Nation does a post that Matt's doing one.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, friend of the show. But anyways, guys, again, okay, I guess, you know, if you donated for a year at $30 and you only got 3 shirts, 3 buttons, and 3... stickers, it doesn't seem like, oh, you're getting your money's worth. But, okay, it's more than that. It's about trying to help us make something better in this. We'll continue to do the shows. To be honest, if there was no dollars donated right now, we'd still be doing the shows. What we're trying to do is something better than what we're currently doing, and we need help to get there.
Can I be straight with you then?
No, because you've been straight already. No, go ahead.
Okay,
I'm sick of you
so...
being crooked. Be straight.
What?
Just kidding.
You're
I'm
here.
Kicking Turbo. Turbo's being retarded.
I think we've had
just
a lot more fun and success pooling our resources, our talents together.
Yeah,
than just trying to go out on our own.
Yeah, I know. I just booted them.
Turbo, you're
whatever.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
I was going there, so whatever.
I could tell you exactly what you said. You know, I guess I don't really want to be a dick because I like Turbo. I like Turbo, but he has this really fucking bad taste in his mouth about Prank Call Nation. I happen to like it, and I'm not going to sit here.
I don't know
a
where
bad
it
mouth.
Started. I mean,
and
hold on, Carlito.
Hold on, Carlito, and he can listen to this later. If you want to sit around and bad mouth it, don't come on my show because I like it. I like you, Turbo. I like you a lot. You've done a lot with me. I enjoy you. But if you're going to come on here and sit and knock something that I'm supporting, then fuck off. Okay.
Bam.
I'm not going to put up with this shit.
He can have his opinion, Jay.
No, because there's a difference between an opinion and then saying the same goddamn thing over and over, sitting there saying, well, you guys are doing it the wrong way, you're assholes. No, fuck you. Go hang out with your hacker friends.
I'm not part of your shit, and I'm supporting the fuck out of you.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. That just pissed me off. Don't get me wrong. I like Turbo, and I'm sure this is going to make him not like me, but I'm not going to sit and believe in something and then have him sit and say the same thing over and over to me.
It's not the place for him to bring it up.
No, and me and him have had private talks about it before. So if he wants to sit and knock it, fuck it. I don't...
It's my side of it, like, I don't know, like, he was always so cool.
I don't understand it.
Whatever shit happened, but like, I don't know, like, it's...
You were being really nice to him.
I love the guy, and I think he's hilarious. I love his prank calls, and he was a great asset. Like, losing him on PCN was a big loss, because he's funny guy. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, I agree, and I like him as a person a lot.
But he's got a... He wants to do it a different way, and all power to him. We could even support him like we do with Matt. Like, Matt wants to do his... Yeah. He isn't looped in, but we still support Matt, you know. We get, you know, because it's like, fuck it, whatever.
I get a little too pedo-y on a lot of my calls.
Yeah, exactly. But
you guys don't want to be associated with.
Yeah. I was really let down with the whole thing on his. When the shit all went down, the Turbo thing was the biggest letdown for me personally.
Yeah.
Because I really liked him a lot, and I actually even considered telling him, hey dude, if you want to take over like my spot while I'm gone, because to me his pranks are a lot more in line with mine, just the shit he says. I really enjoyed his stuff, but
yeah,
you know, that would have pissed Sloth off probably. I probably really shouldn't be talking because I'm on Ambien and
and we're on the air. Whatever. So anyways,
you can say what you want.
We'll just talk.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm gonna go to bed. But actually, here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys.
Don't keep bringing it up.
And here's the thing. Here's the other thing that's really pissed me off. I'm sitting here trying to raise money, and I keep explaining why, and he kept trying to undercut me. To be honest, I'm gonna say something. Fuck that. That was fucking rude as hell to sit up to keep undercutting me. What a fucking dick.
He does it on the air on my station. You know, and then the thing is, I just spent this time actually telling him, hey man, it's cool to talk to you again. Let's get over all this and let's move on. And then he does it again.
The same thing because I hadn't talked to him in weeks because he was like in that crackers chat when Jose was fucking doxing me and Ida.
Anyway. We can all talk offline.
Let's move on. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Just pissed me off. I'm going to go ahead and plug my shit because I wasn't. So I'm going to start cutting people out. So
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and plug what I was trying to do 20 minutes ago, which is, hey, if you like the station, you like Prank Call Nation, you like to see how it's, you know, you like to see it grow, you want to see it, you know, get back up to 10, 12 shows, if you want to, you know, you get some free shit, I'm asking you to donate, we're not selling merchandise, and we're going to make the money very transparent. Nobody's getting this money and putting it in their pockets. We're going to pay some bills and at the same time try to think of some really cool events to do. So
we have a setup with that system where before anything gets spent,
there's a group of us who decide.
Majority has to agree, you know?
Yeah.
So it isn't just like, oh, Carlito's buying a $300 mic and we're promoting him, like, you know what I mean? There's got to be a whole vetting process.
Yeah, that's why there isn't like a milestone set up yet, because we're not quite sure where we're going to end up on money, but as we see the money, we're going to put it up that way. Not like, hey, if we raise $100 then you get this. No, what we're going to do is we're going to see kind of where the money comes in at, and we're going to say, hey, once we hit $1,200 we're holding an event. You know, or whatever the dollar amount is. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We're trying to do cool things. We're like with this event, we're going to try to do like cool things. Like, hey, how much does Jim Florentine, you know, charge to come out? How much does, you know, Johnny
Brennan?
Yeah, from the Jerky Boys. What does he charge to come out? You know, those kind of things. That's, you know, we want to make it a really cool event. So, you know, it may need, you know, 10 grand, who knows, to do what me and you would dream of doing, right? But, you know, maybe instead we just do some kind of get-together where we build a stage and, you know, and 60 people show up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
just us doing pranks all together, that would be so freaking dope, you know?
Oh, we could
all
go out and meet each other, you know? Yeah. And, you know, so this isn't about trying to make money. This is about trying to raise money to do stuff, so... Anyways, thanks for listening.
Yeah, I've been paying out of my pocket for all this stuff for a while, and I need help. I'm just being honest with you. I need help, guys.
When Carlito first came to me, he was looking at just trying to see who would give a dollar to help pay the bills, and I said, well, let's do it the right way, because we had talked about trying to do, like, events and more different types of shows, you know, not necessarily just prank shows, but other type of comedy shows that would take more time and resources. And so, you know, I said, why don't we just, you know, we'll give the dollar option out there, and if that pays the bills, great. But if we can do other things, even better, you know. And so that's what we're aiming for. And if you don't want to donate, you don't have to. The show goes on. I'm not quitting it, you know, not anytime soon at least. So, but, you know, if we can get the money up high enough, we're going to do some big-ass awesome event, and, you know, and who knows what else. We, you know, our imaginations haven't caught up with us with seeing the money and understanding what we can do with it. So please donate. We love having fans. We love entertaining. I do this for nothing, and I'll keep doing it for nothing. So so thanks for listening, and sorry the last half an hour kind of turned into what was going to be a three-minute commercial to a fucking half an hour fucking talk fest. So, all right, guys, have a good night. I'll be back next week, and I believe so. I have a doctor visit coming up, and one of these Fridays I'm going to have off. I don't know which one. I got to go to the doctor Tuesday, and then I'll know. So, all right.
See you guys. Love you guys. Take care.
Well, I cut everybody else out. It's just me and you now because I couldn't get in my words. So.
Yeah, I got you. All right, buddy. Well, take care, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, hope you feel better. Hope that medicine keeps you out of pain.
Yep, I'll keep you posted. See you, man.
Yep.